In the small village of Dundreville, three brothers are spurred into action when an ogre decides to raid the village, burn down the blacksmith shop, and claim two of the citizens. The Link brothers, rather than see their fair village taken advantage of, decided to head out to do some justice. However, upon returning triumphant, they find their village has been attacked and the majority of the folk has been kidnapped and possibly bound for slavery. The first step into the long, hard road that is adventuring is a dangerous one. But will the brothers become legends, or wind up dead, unarmored, in a ditch? Pathfinder. Brothers. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright, so as a recap for the Brothers game, you guys had followed the wonderful meandering creature back to village. It had stomped a few houses and it had found the love of its giant gem producing life, and they had skipped off merrily into the woods. The villagers then, being the superstitious crazy people that they are, built a shrine to them. You guys then went right, went up to the cathedral, found out that it's inhabited by bandits, stomped the bandits at the door, walked in and realized that the basement had been taken over. Congratulations. And guess where all the villagers were being stored?
Yay!
In the basement.
Not all of them, because there were some up here.
There were some. Just most.
And the basement was overrun by
kobolds.
They, the kobolds got the drop on them because the kobolds dug in through one of the walls. That's not a
not
usual.
Not to say people were expecting that.
That's not a tactic that this group had particularly prepared for.
Nobody expects the Kobold Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Kobold Inquisition.
Says a kobold nearby.
You guys will have to remove all the stuff that is barring the door, and then head on down.
I get my fox to help me make strength checks.
It just takes time, is all.
I'll watch and laugh.
The wounded bandits, of course, do nothing to prevent you from entering.
Or to help us.
Or to help you, for that matter. Oh, and it's a simple waltz down the stairs.
Waltz.
I like
waltzing. Who's carrying the light?
Don't look at me, my lantern's crushed.
You got a new one.
I cast light on the broken lantern.
You
got a
new one. He gave you a lamp. Where the one?
Yes, I got a lamp.
Yeah, there, you have a lamp.
And I cast light on your broken lantern.
Oh, yes, very well then.
All right, so it sounds like Jay is carrying a light.
He was carrying it before.
You'll be in the middle.
All right, and then one,
your
two,
brother's
three.
And your little brother, too.
This is a kobold champion.
Then, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll make sure I got that right. 1, 2, 3, yes.
Okay. As I'm walking down, I pull out the one half of my 10-foot pole.
You're a 5-foot pole?
Yes.
As the group is so quick to remind you of.
Because we're your brothers.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Sorry, drawing a battle map. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Okay. I'll just hate you because you're drawing a battle map.
And that's about what I'm going to give you walking down the first few steps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
hand the other half of my 10-foot pole to him. I got the light. You do the trap searching.
All right. All right. Well, then you'll need to decide where you're going.
All right, there's a door to our right and a door straight ahead, apparently. Mm-hmm. It looks like a small room in between. Mm-hmm. Forward.
Well, let's go see what's in the
room. Maybe there's another animated broom.
Let's go see what's in the room.
I suppose if you want to look positive about it. Okay.
I don't know if that would be positive.
I'm going to step on this square here and toss my broom in there.
Mm-hmm.
Weez. Spot. I got.
You're the nearest thing, so it'll swing at you.
Uh-uh. I threw it in here.
You're the nearest thing.
Okay.
There's
spot!
Nothing.
Spot! Spot!
Roll initiative check as opposed to the broom.
Dang it.
It goes on 8.
You can beat an 8.
Yeah, I can beat an 8.
Question is, will you? No.
Actually, I matched.
Oh, alright, so it'll swing at you as...
I have the higher dex.
It's true.
Pat you on the head.
I have cleared the way.
This room is used for general storage.
Hooray!
What kind of general storage is in there?
I'm about to see. Check to see what this
blankets, barrels of pickled stuff.
And a couple of old men in green uniforms with
some
mustaches.
Some general blankets.
Storage. Jeez.
A few boxes, blankets, rope, that sort of stuff.
I use one of my bottles and put some brine in it.
Alright.
We be going on
could
the briny
scene. Can you hand me a pencil back there on top of the microwave?
But this one, is that one not good enough for you?
That one's okay. I mean, whatever. Thank you. Okay.
Well, then I suppose we're looking in here.
Okay,
this entire place is made of stone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a stone dungeon. Well, it's a stone basement is actually what it is. It's not a dungeon. It's a basement.
I look around the storage compartment for any secret doors.
Give me a search check. And just to let you know, there are sconces on the wall, but they have all been put out.
Okay. 11!
The closest thing you find to a secret door is a chest that is opened, and nothing is inside.
Since you're taking
I start turning the sconces.
They are nailed into the wall.
I break them off of the wall. And I take the candles.
21% perception.
You find the same chest. Ooh. It is indeed empty.
Empty. It's impotent. This chest has not been able to have children for many, many years.
I'll just light one of the candles.
Okay. It provides 5-foot dim illumination. Okay. Except for the half-elf, where it provides 10 feet of dim illumination.
How many candles have I got now?
Basically, imagine one every other 5 feet. So, since you've been down this way, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. You have a candle, I have 3 candles.
No, it's the candle staying on the wall. It's just to prove that we've been through. Use them as markers. So, if you mind, just keep it.
Waste of light.
My...
It's not our candles.
Specializing school.
My candle in my backpack.
Okay, fine. So I'm keeping the 3 candles.
Yes, spell slot
for my. You'll get the better
not
value.
Not like cleric then.
No.
Okay.
You get different abilities.
Okay. I was just wondering. Clerics get abilities too.
Yes.
And an extra spell slot.
But you don't.
No. That was my question.
Your spell slots are cool, or your special abilities are cooler than theirs. And what were you specializing in? Evocation.
Transmutation.
That's right.
I can smack stuff better.
By the way, I was reading up on some stuff, and I think it's really cool that they created a polymorph school.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Except polymorph in this edition sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly happy with what they did with polymorph. But that's just me.
Alright, so... where are we headed now?
Well, since we're here, we can just open this door. If you guys want, we can backtrack.
Oh, just go for it.
Yeah, go open the door.
Open the friggin' door.
Is it locked?
No.
Are you going to step up?
Ooh, I observe it. Okay. Is it trapped?
Give me a perception check.
Aha.
And this is just observing, not touching it in any way.
Right. 24.
I'll give it to you because you beat the DC by 10. You think something's leaning against the door.
Leaning against the door. It's like we're being kept out.
Oh, so barred on the other side.
Alright.
Alright, let's try the other door then.
Well, I mean, we could still probably kick this one in.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted.
When you say leaning against the door, like from the other side.
Yes, there's no light down there. So okay. I'm being fairly generous when...
Right.
Basically, it's the... when he kind of like pushes against it, there's some level of resistance.
Okay.
Not a lot.
I think we could probably break it down. What if it's survivors who are trying to stay away from kobolds?
They would open the door and fled upstairs.
What if they're too scared?
No, then they deserve to die.
That's no way to speak.
Could you erase that G?
What G?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Very well then.
You of no alignment.
Yep.
Me either.
Anywho, let's just go to the other door. Light source. Okay.
Whatever, dude. Take your own candle.
Alright, you guys.
Fine, stay there.
Fine, go back over there. I didn't want you guys with me anyway.
One,
douchebags.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That's right, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And this is what you guys get with low light vision.
You mean low light vision? You mean Jay?
Yes. Because, Jessica, your vision cuts off right there.
Cool. Okay. Is knowledge about kobolds their nature, right? What are they?
Planes?
It would be knowledge, nature.
Okay.
Although, yeah. Knowledge, nature.
Knowledge.
Is there anything local about them?
Not really. You know about kobold raids and whatnot on villages, but nothing...
Okay.
They're tiny and they stab you with pointy sticks.
Yeah. Nothing about specific tactics, or they like prefer ambushes and stuff like that.
No.
No? Okay. I'm just curious.
You can give me a knowledge local. They are small and have pointy sticks.
I'll do a knowledge nature just for the heck of it.
12!
They are small and kind of scaly, vicious. Definitely ambush predators. Predators.
Right.
Okay. Is the door locked?
No, it is not.
Ooh, I look at it. 10.
Yep.
It's clean.
Alright, I open the door.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Is that correct? Yes. Okay, more map drawing.
Yay.
The Brothers game, now with more map drawing.
Awesome! This is the coolest game ever!
Oh, speaking of that, I was looking at Neverwinter Nights 2. It just came out.
Neverwinter Nights 2?
It's been out for eons, dude.
Came out on Steam.
Yes, Steam is just now releasing that giant pile of smoking crap.
Hey, it wasn't a giant pile of smoking crap.
It was so buggy when it first came out that the only race I could play was a dwarven fighter. I kid you not, the only race I could play was a dwarven fighter. And I had to quit the game when I was a 6 charisma dwarf with both the elf and the human Mackin on me.
Tiefling, is that?
No, Tiefling doesn't Mack on you. The one decent character in the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh my good lord. It was disgusting. And it still pisses me off to this day. I can't believe I wasted $50 on that flaming piece of crap.
Something tells me he didn't like that game.
I think you might be right.
There you go, it is indeed Darkspawn.
Ooh, is this a trophy room? Since today is not looking. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
No, please. Please. Don't hurt. No, please.
What is that?
Have you never seen Dark Crystal?
Thank you!
Come on! My lord, man!
I saw it one time, and it was in a huge crowd of people, so I didn't catch much. Those things are funny, though.
And the giant... Oh, dude, still my favorite character is the giant ball of fur with teeth. Alright. As you open the door, basically there's this kind of clattering of pots, pans, and other miscellaneous debris that makes a huge amount of noise. This giant hall is home to several large old tables. Still capable of use, these were built to be heavy and durable. This area has some debris off to the side, obviously from age. However, it's obvious... Wow, that's two obviouses right next to each other. This place has seen use recently due to a large presence here. Although it is evident that a battle took place here recently, there are numerous dead villagers, bandits, and kobold warriors. Currently standing on guard on the tables are six kobold lookouts, armed with heavy crossbows.
I... Throw my broom into the
room. It's initiative check.
Aww. You mean they notice us with all the banging?
Just a little.
Oh. You mean like there was possible hands on the door to be an alarm?
Clank, 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 clank.
Ryan.
18.
Oh,
Jessica.
You.
14.
Gotta be freaking kidding me.
Jay.
Screw that. I'm gonna Benny this early in the game just because. Alright, better. Yeah, 6.
That's his initiative. Sticking to it.
I don't know if it's gonna.
Kobolds are usually quick because they bang it. So I'm not worried about going first.
I'm guessing. That
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get pulled with crossbow bolts, and then I'm gonna walk forward and smack one of those guys, and then fall over.
Yeah.
Because I'm still injured from the previous game.
Yeah, me too.
HIJK.
I've got 13.
I got 14.
What do you got?
J.
Well, I've taken 8.
I've taken 6.
Alright.
You're down to my max HP.
Yep. Yay for toughness.
They're going 10.
Yeah, that Benny didn't help me at all.
Ryan!
It could have, though, actually.
Potentially.
A little surprised.
But yeah.
I guess I will whip out my long bow. I will cast True Strike on myself.
Alright, Jessica. Right, and you will die.
Alright.
You must jump down a shrubbery with a herring!
I take a free action and kill you all.
I will walk forward.
I use a swift action and deflect your killingness.
Walk forward, draw. You can draw as you walk, so take your swing.
I'll use... swing the one in front. Call it good.
Nice.
Is that 22?
You will definitely hit.
Pop goes the cold ball.
Yes.
Wow.
13.
Pop!
Ah! I need it! Ah!
Twing, twing,
ooh,
twing.
Ooh, are they speaking Draconic?
Yes.
I can understand.
Give it! Give the stupid fat thing!
Kill the beard thing.
Cute.
Actually, the mutton chop thing.
One of them definitely hits.
21, 13?
Yeah.
19.
Clang, clang.
Now, these guys are armed with... Ooh, that's right!
Heavy crossbows.
Small size.
Small size, heavy crossbows.
9!
Taking 817.
This one drops his crossbow after he fired it, draws his pokey spear. Alright, Jay.
Yes, I would like to throw my broom as far as I can into
target a square. Guys. Give me a ranged attack.
Plus dex, 15.
You miss. Roll deviation. Square 7, so this is 1, 8, 7.
You threw it a little far.
There he is. I suppose it's a full standard action to...
Yeah, activating a magic item is indeed.
I got!
Movement to throw?
No, it's a standard to throw.
Oh, okay, very well then. I have movement left.
Yes, you do.
Okay, in that case,
you can draw a weapon.
I will. Can I move and draw?
If you have a base attack of 1,
which I do,
we all do.
The only people who can't are those who do not have a base attack of 1, which even level 2 wizards do. However, as a level 1 wizard, you would be.
I'm sure I've got a dagger here somewhere.
Yes. By base attack 1, you've realized that, I can actually draw a sword and move at the same time.
Nice! Okay,
master the skill without hurting yourself.
Alright.
Done.
Top of the round, Ryan.
What did you do the first turn?
Drew a bow and cast True Strike on it.
Oh! Very cool.
Bam. Who are you firing at? You hit. Damage.
4.
Oh!
Ah! He's not down.
He's not down? Sucks.
Jessica.
At least I knew I would hit. Which is good, because I don't think I would have hit otherwise.
Careful with that broom.
The real question is, what is my baby?
Dude, it's not my bad if you run at the broom.
Well, you haven't activated it yet.
Not yet.
No. I'll hit the one diagonal.
That sounds cool.
Roll your damage.
18.
Pop!
Okay. Alright, then we go to them. He drops his crossbow, draws his spear, and attempts to poke you. Mm-hmm. This guy will run over here and also poke you.
Did it reach?
Short spear or spear?
Just one kind of... Yeah, it's a spear.
Ooh.
Spears don't reach. You should have a long spear.
Long spears no longer exist, my dear.
Oh. They took away long spears? I thought they get rid of short spears and just had spear and long spear.
yeah, I thought so too.
That's a clay jug. Mm-hmm. This clay jug has reach.
It is indeed a clay jug.
Whoa.
Short spear. Oh, you're right, long spear. Yeah,
dude,
never mind.
Clay jug on the end of a rope.
Reach! Ow! Mm-hmm.
So there's only a short or a long spear?
No, there's a normal spear. I was fucking crying.
Okay.
17?
Nope, not quite.
I hate you. Okay.
I got...
Okay, it will swing.
You're flanking with the broom.
It cancels the flank, basically.
Yeah. Unless you had outflank.
5!
Your broom does nothing. You have a movement action.
It cancels the flank.
One, two, three, four, five.
Left! Left? Oh, okay.
What, you said left?
Diagonally left. Yes. Thank you.
After it kills that, or she does, this is going to attack me.
That's right.
Says you can charge forward from where you are.
Actually,
I wasn't going to charge.
Okay, yeah, why not? There I am. And...
Sir, you are in scale mail.
Yes.
That is medium armor.
20 footery. Right.
Well.
Stuff.
Then I won. I don't know what.
You already used the standard action.
Oh, okay, yeah, fine. I did.
Ha-ha!
Jessica. Clang, 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 clang.
I'll swing at the one behind me.
The kobold masher. She mashes kobolds. Kobold's turn.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. I'll give you my 19, though.
Telekinetic fist on that one.
Roll it.
Telekinetic fist?
Yes. I'm guessing a 7 doesn't touch it.
No. He does not have a negative 4 dex. Alright.
But it's a plus 4 dex.
Not a crit. 15 hit you, Jay? I highly doubt it.
Nope.
Not anymore.
6 points of damage.
Thunk! To me?
Yes, you.
Dang! What did he roll?
19.
Dang.
19 plus 3 is 22. If you have if you have a 22 AC by level 2, I am going to kill you.
6 points
with
of damage.
With a vicious, vicious, brutal beating.
Okay. There we go.
Vicious.
So cool.
It's more actually like in your kneecap, but...
Don't bend that leg.
That was the kobold's mighty turn. Jay.
Yes. I brandish my family longsword mightily and scarily. What? The crap!
Alright, Ryan!
You're just getting too into this. You just...
There we go, that probably touches him.
Do you have precise shot?
It's a touch attack.
It is indeed a ranged touch attack.
But it's a touch attack.
It's a ranged attack into melee.
Yes.
That will be an 11.
Actually, they haven't done anything to me in terms of melee.
No, they haven't.
You're in their space.
You have, though.
But I attacked him, not him.
You're in melee.
You're in his threatened space.
It's 11.
11. Due to their height, you will miss. You telekinetic punch where a man's chest should be. Alright. That was Ryan. Jessica.
This is why I wanted you in this square.
Dude.
I understand.
You can say stuff out loud. Oh, I still have to do the thing. He attacks. The broom.
That swing away. Cleave, cleave the stupid ogre. I want to see the crit. Come on.
Crap, dude.
Let's do it.
Confirm it.
No.
It's not
okay.
Confirmed.
Dang it! That broom is essentially useless against kobolds.
Well, you do realize you got it at level 0, right? Alright, that was...
I would use it as chores.
At least it provides flanks. Not that matter.
Drop crossbows. Draw spears. Stab at Jessica. Stab at Jay. Okay. Jay. Please roll. Oh, go ahead and move.
He's just adjusting himself.
I'm just gonna attack the guy.
Alright, could you roll a d6, please? You are high.
Well, man, yeah, we.
That's why I moved.
Seriously? On a friggin' kobold!
Your attack hits an ally adjacent to you or the target. Roll your damage on yourself, sir. That's actually the card.
You know what, though? I got two adjacent,
Was that you or your broom?
That was my broom.
That was me.
Oh, that was you? Okay.
Yeah.
So who are you gonna whack? The broom or the...
Jessica, high or low?
Low.
Sorry.
Well, if you hit the broom, you likely break it.
I know.
You hit me,
I can hit.
You do your damage.
Oh, I hit. I do damage. Okay, then I do d8 plus 1.
7.
Ow!
Sorry! I'm like, I'm totally gonna beat this thing to pieces!
Here.
Sorry.
Let me give you the green one. I have no green down here.
And as I'm pretending to do so, I whack you in the face.
Jessica now has 2 hit points. Vicious, vicious kobolds. Okay.
I'm sorry.
And then my broom hits. Aha!
Ryan.
Jeez. Good thing I have quick draw.
Shake upon this.
Nope. Seriously?
Wow. Vicious, vicious kobolds. Jessica.
No kidding.
Cleaver of goblins. I mean kobolds.
Kobolds.
Cleaver of all that is short and squishy. Therefore, halflings and gnomes avoid you like the plague. That's why Newt's been looking at you strangely again.
You seem to take a little more pleasure than you should.
Stupid.
Every now and then, as you're beating steel because you're a blacksmith, you're like, "Dynam! I mean, steel!"
I'll attempt it, even though I'm probably going to fall down. -4 for non-lethal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to avoid doing 28 points of damage to him.
Well, I doubt I hit with a 10.
10 will miss.
Yeah.
Frantically stab straight ahead of them. Yes, go. Frantically stab ahead of him. Jay. Alright, Jay. What? 6 kobolds. Honestly.
I know, right?
They can be dangerous.
I'm just trying not to do anything that might be lethal to you.
Just don't swing at me again.
I didn't swing at you in the first place.
Liar.
You overswung at me.
No, actually, sorry. Whack.
Okay, you backswung and forgot I was there. Next to you.
Okay, I guess my broom will go first. See if you can hit that guy. 15 plus 1, 16!
You will hit the kobold!
Nice! D4 damage. Take it, sucker!
And this is the one you hit earlier, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was hitting that guy.
They are now both at 4.
Okay, then I will go and attack that guy. Mm-mm. No.
Ryan! Epic combat with kobolds! That's actually, they're just pairing you with their spears.
Yeah, they are small size.
Did you many? Okay. Jessica.
No.
Dang it!
Stabbing straight ahead of themselves, still screaming like ninnies. Jessica, is a 15 hit you?
No.
Is a 19 hit you?
Yes. Crap.
1 point of damage.
That wasn't so bad.
They managed to get 10s?
Huh?
They managed to get 10 strength?
No, they have a d6 minus 1. Minimum of 1 per die.
Oh, right.
Minimum because it's the four. Joke that eventually a fly could technically kill a comber. Jay.
Minimum of 1.
Okay, the broom again. That's a 2. That's better than a 1.
This is going to be a very special session.
Enjoy.
I take a cue from my brother and decide to do non-lethal damage.
-4.
As I said, lethal damage.
Doesn't matter with what you roll. Ryan!
Block, parry, block, parry, block, parry! Maybe they're getting confident now.
They're using a buck and a quarter staff.
Basically what they are, they're 2 tiny creatures backed into a corner, fighting for their life, with 1 hit point left. Jessica.
No. Okay.
What the fuck?
It's rolling good when I was doing lethal. Now I'm actually thinking about sparing them. I'm like, no.
Stabbing straight ahead. Jessica, 7. Stabbing straight ahead. Jay, 18.
That matches.
4!
Gosh darn it! Die, you stupid effers!
Jay, your turn,
Jay. Oh my gosh! You know what? I'm going to regret this later because I'm going to think of something to do with this, but I'm seriously tempted.
Just
no, it's not a good idea.
Epic battle!
Yeah, you're right. I should just hit. No, wait. I know. Even better. Can I target both of them with a bluff?
No.
Dang it. Okay, well then I target the one in front of me with a bluff.
Alright, so you're going to faint. Go ahead. Give me
look,
a bluff.
Look, there's something on the wall.
Now, as I recall, I don't have improved bluff or improved faint.
That is correct.
Okay, so okay, it's just
you have improved bluff? Awesome.
it's my moving action.
So. Plus three to bluff. Skill focus bluff, though.
25.
You rolled a natural one.
And then
he is now flat-footed until the beginning of your next turn.
Broom is going to attack it.
Okay.
9.
Will miss.
Dang it.
Ryan, the one you're swinging at is flat-footed. If now is the time, do it. Jessica.
Oh my gosh.
Epic kobold combat.
What the crap?
All right. Steph's been ahead. Jessica has been ahead. Jay.
Yay, stab yourself and kill yourself.
He is now off balance. Has -4 on his attack next round.
Jay. And he recovers from being flat-footed?
He now recovers from being flat-footed. No, he recovers from being flat-footed at the end of your turn.
Oh, good. Oh, that's why that's fun.
That's why you can actually attack him.
Right, okay. Well, in that case, I'll just go ahead and attack him.
Broom!
You're like rolling too.
Broom!
Maybe your broom can hit it flat-footed.
Ah! Try 11.
Try with your broom now.
Okay, the broom. The broom will attack it.
No.
Dang it! Ryan. Wow.
What? Are you serious? This is our first encounter of the night, and we can't get past these two last kobolds.
They're as I said, tiny.
Well, I know why. It's because I'm deciding to do non lethal. Otherwise, I'm going to hit them.
They're backed into a corner. Backed into a corner. Panicked. Jessica, you're
special. 12
won't hit him.
12 will not hit him, even flat footed.
I have an incidental question. If I use my small viper poison on one of my weapons, how long would it last?
Until the next swing.
So I could put it on there, sheath it, and it'd be okay until I attack next?
We'd have to figure out a reasonable amount of time in which it would have dried out.
Okay, but still, the idea is that it could be there for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
I rolled another 10.
15?
Hell no.
Maybe we just wear them out.
How long until they become exhausted from effort?
Jay. About the same time as you guys.
Yeah, so, I am going to go ahead and bluff the one in front of me again for a 26.
Apparently you can roll well for your bluffs.
I don't know why I didn't just attack with that. And then the broom is going to attack it. Oh my god!
If you'd have the broom bluff, then you would...
Ryan. Nothing. All right, Jessica.
What the crap?
You need to catch your breath. You can only take a move action.
Swords aren't going to be used like this.
God, what the hell? I saved Draconic. Surrender, damn it.
Not with that kind of fighting chance, apparently. Jay.
Oh, jeez. Okay, still flat-footed, yeah?
Yeah, he's flat-footed.
Okay, this time I'm going to bluff. I'm really going to attack. I'm going to bluff them.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, wait for it. 14.
You hit!
Yeah!
You had to trick your die.
That's right. Okay.
He has one hit point. He died.
Yes! Friggin' Olivia! Okay, now the broom.
Swings at the nearest target. You're high, you're low.
Oh, I wanted to be high. I wanted to be low.
So, swing away.
Make your damage at yourself.
You have to hit first, dude.
Okay.
Hit yourself first.
It has to roll to hit. It just attacks the nearest
target. Now I'm going to attack.
Freaking A!
Who's against you?
I knocked myself unconscious.
Spot! Spot!
Spot!
Ryan says spot, and it goes away. That's his standard action. Jessica.
Wait.
Slender!
God. I'll be five back. And she's my weapon. Like, F this.
Just leave him alone!
He nails you in place with his spear. He does double damage, and you can't move until you make a DC 20 strength check.
Wow, he stabbed you down pretty good.
He is vicious.
I'll go ahead and Benny that, because honestly, this kobold is worth it. Yeah. It's just so cute. Six minus two is four. All right, and then he's going to run. Take your attack opportunity.
I put my weapon away.
Okay.
And he's unconscious.
Why are you putting your whole weapon away?
15, 20, 25, 30.
God, somebody shove a cure light down my throat, please. I have two on my belt.
Oh, God, run!
Jay, roll to stabilize.
Oh, crap. I wouldn't go upstairs!
Let's see if we can go alert all of his buddies.
Yeah.
Ryan, your turn.
I cast him a spell.
You're doing telekinetic fist?
Yeah.
Okay. You will hit him. Roll your damage.
Finally.
Jeez.
Another four.
No. Here's what happens. The telekinetic fist hits him. He gets planted to the wall.
Aw. I was rooting for that guy, too.
Oh, my Lord.
If I thought it would just run away, I would have let it go.
Dude, he used that frickin' thing to nail your foot to the floor.
Yes, I'm aware.
Shrink!
All right, well, I'll take one of your potions and put it in your throat.
So I did, what, three to myself? So I was at negative one.
Yeah.
And then Cure Light is a D8 plus one. So I take three. Can I Benny that?
Yes, you can.
Seriously, more, please. Thank you. Oh, my God. Screw that.
You guys had better just stay in this room until the end of the
night. Yeah, I'm just going to rest.
Better, seven. Okay.
So you're up six.
Yeah.
Oh, this is hilarious.
I can't believe that. I started out with four bennies.
And you've got nothing.
And I've got nothing now.
This is ridiculous.
Jeez.
This is hilarious, yet so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, guys. You guys just went to the rooms one and three.
Yay! All right, who wants to go through that door?
Screw that.
I think we should go through this door now.
I think we should rest.
Yeah, I think we should just close the door and call it good.
So took six. Oh my gosh.
It's okay, brother.
Actually, no, what we should do? We should just hole up right in here.
There's no door there.
Yeah, I want a place with a door.
Alright, well.
Besides, we have plenty of tables.
How long are you guys going to be holding up?
I will barricade both doors with tables.
You could always just send him in through this door, see what it is.
Yes, go find the trap for us.
Well, honestly, you guys are both wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
If there's like a squad of six kobolds here, you might want to know. Just speaking from common sense viewpoint.
Alright. We'll rest here if you want to scout the next room.
Hold on. What?
What are you doing?
I'm pulling the spear out of my
foot.
And seeing how long it takes. There we go. It only takes me like 30 seconds.
Ow. How long is a short spear?
Their spears? Maybe about 4 feet.
It's like a javelin to us.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a short spear to you guys.
Damn, you got in there pretty good.
I couldn't
move. Yeah! My foot knows. Puddle of blood underneath it, and your boot's got its clean hole through it.
I'm going to need a new boot.
Oh, if you find any. Well, there's plenty of corpses in here.
Actually, yeah. What's on the corpses? Anything?
The bodies in here have obviously been pilfered over. However, the kobold bodies actually have, other than their equipment, a dozen gold coins.
12 gold.
20 silver.
Hey, they're doing pretty good for kobolds.
That's true.
And a single crude topaz.
Ooh. Yeah. 25. On the appraise.
It is worth 25 gold pieces. And yes, that will be halved when you sell it. They're not liquid currency.
So it's
12 and a half gold pieces.
Yeah.
12 gold pieces and 5 silver.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I've taken the spear out of my foot.
Linking trail.
So I pick up the kobold spear. Look at my 5-foot pole. Look at the kobold spear.
It's slightly shorter.
But it's pointier.
It's a lot pointier.
All right, now I have a short spear.
I'll collect one as well.
I still have a 5-foot spear.
I will listen.
In addition, there are 6... you will hear nothing.
Okay.
There are 6 heavy crossbows. No. Kobold heavy crossbows. Or basically light crossbows for you guys.
It's an airlock.
There's another door. You'll notice written on here, in common, kitchen, keep out. It looks like very old writing.
Now, the question is it, like, is the keep out, like, just kind of a general, like, jovial keep out, or is it like a...
Yeah, I think it was a restaurant.
I'm
gonna
freaking serious, you better stay away, or it's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to blow up in your face, let's go throw it.
I will search it first.
Alright, you will search it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
21.
The door itself is not trapped.
The door itself is not trapped. Good to know. I will open it. Actually, first I will listen at it.
Okay, give me a notice check.
Captain, where are you going?
I'm just checking the perception. Hallway.
Okay.
19.
19. You hear bubbling.
That could be a ghost. Right, well, he's doing all that. How many people are actually in here?
I'm using...
Dead people?
Yeah.
Numerous. Do you need specific numbers?
I'm just going to lay them out. I want to see how much space they take.
They will not take up too much space.
Okay.
We can use the bodies to barricade the doors.
What is this, Sparta?
In the meantime, I take my newly found 4-foot stick and sort of tap my way around the walls, ceiling, and floor as I go along. Perception checks as well to make sure there's no traps, etc. I got an 18.
Dudes, you guys are way too paranoid. This is a basement!
I'm just checking.
If someone traps their own basement just for the hell of
all the way down. Nothing.
I'm not.
Okay, and then I listen at the door.
I'm not worried about traps necessarily, other than ones that the kobolds may have added.
Are they known for that?
I don't know.
I don't know what he is known for, so I'm just...
Well, I'm doing it for my character, because like, this is a basement. Who the hell's going to trap their own basement? Like, oh, there's a bear trap!
I don't think the original owner the kobold might have trapped it, but the kobolds may have trapped it.
The kobolds just got here.
Who knows what they're capable of, though?
It's really
if
thick.
If they're able
door.
To put traps inside stone within
I keep trying to get
hours,
a better listen on it.
That is
like, the ear
impressive.
Moving against
they
the wood is just kind of like
attach it.
I hear a lot of scraping. I'm not sure what it is.
Would see it.
Not if it was on the other side of the door.
Okay.
Well, then it's on the other side of the door.
So, right.
But apparently, if I have to open this door, I do have to worry about it.
I don't know. Is it open inward or outward?
It's a good question. I'm assuming outward since there's this airlock here.
Hey, we're brothers, we're bickering. From across the hall!
As you're laying out dead people.
Hey!
Door opens into the room.
Okay.
So the hinges are on the inside.
I will open it and push it open without...
Ha!
Not like, ha, but just kind of like...
So you're peeking in is what you're saying. You're a peeking duck.
It's a tiny kitchen.
Yep. It's a basement kitchen.
Now That's a signify fire. Okay.
I knew there was goo in here. I have my sword and shield drawn.
I bet you do.
I do, because I thought it was probably an ooze.
And he's one of those hands over the door.
Could you give me a knowledge dungeoneering, metagamer?
What? It's not planes?
No. It's dungeoneering.
Or a cane.
No.
Fine. Then I don't know.
Metagamer. All right.
Oh, man.
This small, cramped kitchen has seen a lot of use recently, feeding large amounts of people. It barely has enough room to contain the simple table and large fireplace with a giant iron pot, currently bubbling with boiling stew, filling the room with the delicious smell of cooked chicken. Bound, gagged, and unconscious in the corner is a very abused man in tattered rags.
Does he look mean?
Unconscious, in the corner. As you step there, you activate a tripwire.
Fuck.
You're looking for traps!
Wait, how did I activate a tripwire when the door didn't activate the tripwire?
Maybe the door is high enough.
The door is high enough.
There is a threshold. There is a threshold.
Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is step on it.
Yes.
Kick it.
I suppose.
Well, even if you were to open it, it just launches the bowl of stew at you. All right, so a 21 range touch attack.
That'll hit me.
All right, so the cauldron hits you. Now go ahead and get your reflex.
No.
All right, and you get covered in boiling chicken. It's a 15-foot cone, so... All right, it does...
You saw that time.
Damn, that was a lot of chicken. 15-foot cone. It goes all the way up to here.
It is made to feed an entire monastery.
I guess.
This single kitchen.
I guess it's true.
You'll take 6 points of damage. Four of it is the iron cauldron going pong, and the rest going.
Why did the chicken cross the room?
Because it was a booby trap.
I suppose I'll quickly move over this.
Even if,
over this.
Honestly, even if the door would have hit it as you opened it up, it still would have launched it into.
Yeah. I'm just saying, why did it wait until I stepped in?
Because that is the square on my map that says is trapped.
Okay.
That is why.
Okay.
There is no other reason to play.
I can accept gameplay as a valid reason.
Whoa! What's going on in here?
Ow.
I go up to the remains of the cauldron and scoop up as much soup as I can into my little vial.
Where were you organizing the bodies?
Over there.
Okay. So you get some, you know, nice chunks of dirt and whatnot in there.
Chunks of dirt?
Yeah.
I thought it was stew.
Yes.
Yeah,
there's dirt on the floor.
And there's dirt on the floor.
From the cauldron.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're going to actually walk all the way in and get the... Hold on, could I push it off of him, scoop some up, it's still inside
In that case, I'm going to grab the man.
I was going to... Well... I was going to untie him.
Because no, seriously, you're sizzling right now.
If I'm Link, I can't pass up this opportunity to get a bottle full of soup. Come on.
It's not cheese soup or pumpkin soup, although I'd prefer pumpkin soup.
Okay. Does he look familiar? Cool. Do we know him? No?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, I'll untie him.
Or does he ring a bell? He is in a monastery.
I'll try and wake him up, see if he does.
He is unconscious.
Okay.
He is thoroughly out cold.
Alright. Then I'll just put him on top of one of the tables.
I think, since we know where that goes, I think we should pile the tables and maybe bodies up in front of this.
Dude,
we have
that's
this.
Morbid.
I'm just thinking tactically.
And put the tables there. You don't need... How strong was that guy? Seriously?
What guy?
The kobolds.
Oh.
Are you seriously worried about them breaking down the door? It's barricaded.
Well, okay. At least the...
One of them might have a portable ram.
Yes. We use the tables. The bodies can stay over there. Nicely organized.
Want to taste?
I'm trying to calm you down.
Alright, so you guys are going to rest your 8 hours?
Yes, we're resting.
Yeah. All right, since it is barricaded, you don't really have to keep watches.
Yay!
All right, so let's
you know what? Because I feel like it. Put the sign on the door.
Oh, wait. What does it say?
It's the keep
kitchen,
out sign.
Keep out. I'll scribble it in Draconic underneath.
I use my hammer and a nail that I can wiggle out of one of the tables or something like that.
There you go.
So the kobolds can read it if they
all right, well...
And I hang it at kobold height.
Go ahead and give me a bluff check.
Uh, 18.
You know, as you guys are waking up and getting ready and putting your equipment back on, you'll hear kind of this little barking, yipping. You know, you can see the hear the kobolds, and then they kind of stop in front of the door. You can kind of hear some more yipping, some barking. And then it goes back off down the hall.
Well done.
It's funny.
Okay, so
that was my second natural one on sense motive. And I don't hide my dice, so...
They're like, huh.
Awesome! We don't have to be on watch today! Because no one did heal checks before you guys went down?
I don't have heal.
That's right.
I mean, I can try.
Yeah, I can attempt. I'd have to roll a 9. Wait, is it 15?
It's a DC 15.
Okay, so I have to roll a 14.
I would have to roll a 15.
Wisdom. I would have to roll a 15.
I don't.
I'm not even going to try. So no. I don't want to make it worse.
No.
Okay. So you guys are sitting there kind of...
What do we got? 2 hit points out of that?
Yes. Yeah. You heal 2 hit points. Mm-hmm. Overnight. Or over...
Because she has super healing.
So you mean if we start talking smack on her?
In fact, she could probably hear everything we've been saying. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Anyway. Well.
I poke my head out the door crack just a little bit.
Thunk. Just in time to see that door close.
Yeah. At least now we know where they are.
That's funny.
Hey, you could have... Shouldn't you have heard something? Wait. All I hear is scraping. Alright, well, what's the plan now, guys?
I think we should go in this door.
Did I not write something?
Anyone? Anyone?
Do you want to?
We should go in this door.
Yes, we should.
Alright, if you want to break it down, go right ahead.
Okay. I will follow behind you. Get at a good distance so as not to be hit by soup.
We'll be next thing.
Of course, I'm also carrying the light source, so...
Wait. I'm also keeping a watch out down the hall.
Mm. I listen at the door first.
Okay, give me a notice check.
11.
You hear a wooden door.
It talks to you.
Oh, sorry, there's a penalty for listening through doors.
Oh. Excuse me, brother.
That's what I was gonna do. God.
All right, now you guys can give me notice checks.
Ooh, that one was a lot better. 23. Ooh, what'd they say?
Quiet.
Oh, okay.
I got an 11.
It's kobolds. They're speaking in Draconic.
Shh. Quiet.
I wonder why they barricaded the door.
Oh. How do you say special delivery in Draconic? Okay.
Give me a bluff at -4.
Okay.
Because it is not your language in any stretch of the mean.
Okay, ready? Go. Ooh, 27 -4 is 23. Three. Oh no! See.
Hey, do you have any potions on you?
I have 2.
I have to borrow one.
Yeah,
I have one cure light.
You can have one.
Yeah, dang it. Is it pure light?
Yeah.
You got the good one.
You know, because honestly, I can't really think of anything else to do with this. I clang my sword against the wall, make noises of battle. Oh! And then I take out my vial of sheep's blood and I pour it under the door.
Give me a bluff.
Nice! 23!
Alright.
27 now because it's not. It has nothing to do with light.
And if I. This entire time, I will light like two of the candles. Just in case they do come down there, I can actually see them.
And then if I hear anything coming, I'm going to sneak back over here.
You do not hear anything coming.
Okay. Because it sounds scary out there.
Open up right now, or we're gonna come in there and kill you like we did your friends out here.
I mean,
they totally open the door for that.
It's an intimidate, right?
So far they seem to be kind of scared. Not opening the door.
They're scared. They're not gonna open the door.
That's right, y'all stay in there forever. Otherwise if you come out we're gonna chop you to bits.
I think you scared them enough that they're going to rush on the door for a while. So let's use that time to go through the other door.
Yeah, I agree. We should go through the other door.
You know it was fun, though.
Yeah.
Yes, you were very amusing. Okay.
So I got to re-memorize my spells, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Because we rested for 8 hours.
Dude, did you use, like, a one-haired brush for this guy's eyes, or what? No.
Well, mage armor again.
Mage you could do, though. Mm. You could probably use it, too.
But no, I just took one of the tiny brushes and kind of did, like,
all right, so what's the order and who's opening the door?
Just put a corner
I'll stand right there.
I'm going to do some administer one instead of
truth. I don't care who goes first or last, but I'm standing in the middle.
You have a preference? Okay, the fighter... Followed by the bard, and then the wizard.
If you don't count the first level, yes.
If you don't count the fact that I don't have any levels in bard,
you don't want to be bard.
Yes. I'm the performer, whether that's anything. Because I do have ranks in perform. I just can't do magical stuff with it. Yeah.
Do you have a mirror?
Let me see.
I don't think we've come across a mirror.
So unless he has a bunch of stuff in his bag.
Unless he bought one at character creation.
Either. Well, yeah, no. I've got a grappling hook, a fishing rod, a hammer, a shovel, bottles, a whip that I can't use because it's exotic, chicken soup. I just use my sheep's blood, bat guano, candles, an acid flask.
No, it doesn't matter.
Viper poison. Oh, speaking of which.
No, seriously, it doesn't matter right now. Well, I was going to use it to look inside.
Yes, yes, that's fine. I'm saying I have the viper poison and I want to use it. So I'm going to lay my sword on the ground.
And poison it. Gotcha.
And then...
I assume you did that during the 8 hours of rest.
Well, probably if you guys were getting up and ready to go.
Yeah.
So basically you...
That won't last
very long. They've been waiting there for a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
What is your flat-footed armor class?
16.
Ooh, actually, question. Even better. Is there any way that I can use that viper poison on a certain number of of arrows? How many arrows could I poison with it?
10.
Let's do that instead.
Kobolds have a plus 1.
Oh, okay.
So by the way, roll to hit that one, please. Keep your folks an attack of opportunity.
Oh. Well, I currently have my sword in one hand.
You just naturally swing it. You will hit. And this will represent the kobold who was over at this door informing them that there's psychos on the other side.
And... Ready now.
You will take 7 points of damage.
Oh, crap.
Why?
Because I got stabbed.
Oh, because you opened
notice
the door.
Notice all the kobolds.
I will finish describing this room once the kobolds are, of course, you know, dealt with.
Yeah.
There's nothing obviously menacing other than the kobolds. Anywho, let's go ahead and go to initiatives.
All right, yeah.
Because they were waiting for that because they had ample time.
Better.
Not me. Seven.
14.
11.
Okay. Kobolds will do it again. Except there's one less of them out.
They got an 18 again?
Yeah, they got an 18 this time.
Oh.
It was a 10.
Oh, did you erase it last time? Oh, I guess.
What are you at?
You'll take 1 point of damage. She has 2 hit points now.
Now hopefully this isn't a fail fest again. Can I hear what they're saying?
Good, good, now, go get the reinforcements. Get them from behind.
Uh oh. We're being flanked. Or going to be flanked. If we don't kill
then
them.
Then do something about it.
Okay, whose turn is it?
On my turn.
Jay, it's your turn.
Okay. I would like to drop the broom in my square, hand her a Cure Light potion, and back up.
All right. One of the things I have done in previous games is I have basically allowed people to feed each other potions.
Okay.
So basically what you do is you drop the broom,
and I back up. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go. Roll your d8.
I don't want it to come down on my head.
Most of it's kind of like
you miss with my mouth.
I do the no look, the cool shot. Whoa. And it's all slow mo when I do it too. It's like, whoa. And it's like
all over her beard, his beard.
Jessica.
Lime.
You could swing then back up, make him cram.
That's my idea.
Oh, that might be better than what I had. Oh, which do you think would be better, using the door as a weapon and a shield, or making him cram?
I'd rather make him cram, because otherwise you're looking at 5 swings, even with penalties. Versus 2.
Plus, I drop my broom right there so that...
That does not ensure me whatsoever.
No. I'm just saying that if you back up, they fill in the spaces and the broom starts hitting them.
I'll be in the broom square.
If you can back up back to here. Well, like, attack and then move away.
Then that's 5 attack opportunities.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
She can
basically
free 5.
Basically what it'd be is free 5
square.
And then another free 5.
Okay.
It'd take 2 turns as opposed to 1.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's better. But at the very least, we have options.
Don't have cleave yet.
I knew there was a feat I wanted.
No, I'm getting it! Next level. Alright, then I'll look at this one.
may I see your core, please?
Yeah. Me. Pop goes the kobold.
I'll shut the door. Move back.
Okay.
You swing, 3 foot back. Gotcha. Okay. Ryan.
Telekinetic fist.
Door's closed.
You could close the door and swing and...
I swung, closed the door, and free 5.
I guess free 5 is technically a free action.
Yep.
Why don't you watch the back?
Well...
May I see the bestiary?
You can smack them when they come around the corner.
There you go.
What are you looking for?
Small viper.
So I would recommend that... If we do get flanked, we move closer together. That way they don't get between us.
All right. Yeah. 18.
I don't have this many kobolds.
We can use these two at least.
This is the first wave.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah.
He runs off. Alright, then we go to 11. Or 14. Sorry, Jay.
Okay. The kobolds are in the room, yes?
Yes.
Wait.
I am going to... Now, are they sharing spaces?
Yeah, they're small.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to bluff one of them so that it looks like I'm going to fire an arrow at him, like make him cringe or
something. So you're fainting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thirteen. Fine. How far is my range increment on my longbow?
Fainting is a standard action.
Right. I'm not attacking.
Okay.
It's like 100
feet. Want to know how far away.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Well, no, 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 yeah.
You thought about it. Wait.
Yeah, no. So, yes, I'm right there.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Jessica.
I will swing and free five back.
All right, Ryan. There's a group of them coming around the corner.
So, do we have an idea of what small viper poison does? Because otherwise all I can find is this bite injury, say, fortitude DC 13.
Would indeed be it.
That right there.
Oh. Venomous... That would be a medium viper's poison.
Yeah, I couldn't find a small one. I didn't know where to look. Is it in vermin or something?
Might be unfamiliar.
I made a good faith effort to find it, but I just don't know where to find it.
What are you doing, Ryan?
Can I summon a level 1 fighter?
Yes, you can.
I will do that.
Wah!
Ooh. It is a DC 9. Oh. Frequency 1 per round, effect 1d2 con.
Okay, DC 9.
Mm-hmm.
1 per round.
For 6 rounds.
6 rounds.
1d2 con.
Uh-huh.
Cure, 1 save.
Thank you.
Alright, you summon a fighter.
Yeah, he's got it.
Wait on Jay.
Yes, yes. I had one that was... Oh. What's that little box?
He'll hit. Roll to confirm.
Do you have a long sword or...?
They are standard equipped with a long sword. Yep.
Okay.
You will crit. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You double damage, but I'm pretty sure a kobold's going to die.
Whee! Hooray, level 1 fighter.
Okay.
We have an additional brother.
Hi, my name's Steve.
I was going to use it to summon a cleric, but
where did you find
this seemed more useful at the moment.
Familiar.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to Jessica. One hit on your fighter.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Hits on your fighter. Aww.
Poor fighter. He's only got like 12 hit points.
double damage and target is dazed for a round. Alright, so 1, 2, 3, 4. minus 4.
He's only got 27 hit points.
He's level 1, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you wish.
I was like, I have 26.
10.
I'm level 2.
He's still up.
He is still up.
Barely.
Ah. Good little fire.
Yeah. Ah! Ah! Tiny spear!
How does the spell mechanic work? Is the theory that conjured, summoned creatures mm-hmm. vanish before they die? Or is
when
it they actually die
when
and
they
stay
die,
there?
This is a standard rule for everyone. This is one of the laws of magic, okay. physics, whatever. If you die on some other than your native plane,
uh-huh.
you go back to native plane.
Uh-huh.
So this is not his native material plane.
So that means
he's from a different material
he's
plane.
He's probably like a some other...
He's thing. Probably like a guard in some town in someone else's D&D game, who is now being sucked away from his home in the middle of combat going, whoa! Split! It's honestly, imagine, you know, being abducted by aliens for about 12 seconds and then going back.
That sucks. Okay.
In fact, you may even have been dreaming or something. Well, I guess you have all your
armor. And one of the things I have been fully intending to do in one of my low-level games is have my characters be summoned. An entire combat. Poof! Why are we here? Kill him! Right!
You're compelled.
You are compelled. You will obey. You kill him. You don't know why, but you're killing him.
That's right. You die. Poof. You're suddenly back in the other place. Whoa. What the crap was that?
Did anyone else? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's awesome.
That was Kobold's mighty turn. That was actually a very effective Kobold turn.
Yes, it was.
Jay. I'm glad it was over there, not over here.
Did you free fight back yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can now weasp. It's right here.
You mean a cat.
Oh, very good. A cat!
Alright, it will swing at that kobold, because it is in its square.
15.
That will hit.
Yes! D4, mighty, mighty D4, 3.
Owie!
Wait.
Yeah, it's just a
D4. It's yes. Mm-hmm.
Alright, that was Jay's mighty turn.
Wait.
You have movement.
Does he do?
Retreat into the dining room.
That was my plan. Actually, that wasn't my plan. It was to grab the tables that were here and put them here, but I don't know.
That they would be too heavy to do combat effectively.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It would stall them, though.
Jessica.
Do
you want a Benny?
Come on, dude. We took on 6 and almost died.
Fear my kobolds. Fear them. It's up to you. You don't have to.
Not really.
Okay.
All right, Ryan. He would have cleave.
Sweet,
nice.
If basically what I figure as a human fighter, toughness, power attack, cleave.
All right,
I figure that's a fairly standard level 1 human fighter.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think
you roll one attack. You roll one attack at a time. Roll to hit. You'll hit. Roll to hit. You will hit.
All right.
Splat. Splat.
Now, telekinetic fist.
All right, so far, hold on. I've had how many there? One died, one two died, so that's 3, 6, 8, so here's 2 more.
I get one more telekinetic fist. No. Oh, no, we wrestled.
8.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
All right. Kobold's turn. They will spend their time.
Are you a wizard or sorcerer?
Wizard.
So you memorized 8 of those?
Telekinetic fist is a special ability that he has.
Oh, a special
from
ability.
It's from
okay.
being transmutation specialist.
What is your broom's AC, sir?
Don't die!
I memorized mage armor and summon monster
it.
1 today,
15.
So I've used... Oh, yeah.
One hit.
So I've used all my spells.
It doesn't get through the hardness. These two will attempt to shank your fighter. One hit.
Damn. He's
doing 1 point of damage.
Oh, he's still up!
He has one more round, then he goes, no! He goes, poof.
Oh, yeah.
For labor there for 2 rounds.
Yeah. That sucks.
So he Fs you before he poofs.
Okay.
Just a 1 hit point.
No, he had about 4 more.
Oh, okay.
As I said, toughness. Power attack.
Oh, toughness, that's right.
Gives him 3 hit points.
I figured a 14 would be pretty good for a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Colin.
I'm not allowed to do a jump attack through her, am I?
Allies do not block. Technically, in standard D&D, no. But in mine, yes, because...
The idea is she's in the way. I can't move through her square quickly.
Not in a battle...
You have to have, like...
Ready. All right. So, Jay.
Let's see. I now know that the kobold horde is coming our way and could potentially harm me, so I will go this way and fire at that guy.
Okay, he is in melee with your broom.
Yes. I don't mind if I hit my broom. He won't be affected by my thing.
At least I managed to splat.
If I don't care whether or not it hits my broom, can I just attack normally?
No. Because you are aiming to avoid hitting the broom. In addition, it is the chaos of the combat of people dodging, ducking, weaving.
It's not that you're aiming to miss the broom; it's that you're aiming to hit the kobold.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who is attempting to duck, dodge, and weave from your
broom? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in that case, I'm at a net of zero, so I just get what I roll. 16.
You will hit the kobold.
Ha! Venom. In addition to
roll your damage.
4!
No, it makes its 4-2 save DC 9. And it will succeed.
Darn.
Okay.
They, as a level 1 warrior, they come naturally with a plus 2 4-2 save.
It's true.
I have 9 Viper Poison arrows.
Jessica.
I'll move back and hold for when they approach.
Okay. Ryan.
Oh, wait, this guy attacks.
Yes. Blah.
Wow, my broom's doing better than I am.
Cause Shiz has hit the fan.
This is great. We're, you know, squeezed into a little hallway.
Back to back. Okay.
To back.
That's what we want.
To front. Cause my back's against him, his back's against me, and my front's against her back. That's
kinda gay.
Yeah, it is kinda gay.
My fighter was pretty effective. 3 of them went.
Yeah,
that's been a total of 9.
Level 1 spell.
By the way, there are 3 more sitting back here.
Cool. Not cool, but you know.
Go ahead and take your attack of opportunity.
Me?
No, you.
Oh, cool.
They're basically leaving the broom. They realize they can't hurt it.
14.
Will not hit.
He gets 1.
It only gets 1.
16. Oh.
Unless he has combat reflexes.
The broom has combat reflexes.
It needs a dex of, I think, 13.
Your AC is
18. Has a dex of 17.
And then we have 2 swings over.
It has a dex of 14.
14 hit you?
Nope. It bounces off my mage armor.
The wall goes flat.
Do you have hold the line?
No, I said it was holding.
Oh, that's right.
When they attack.
The dice suddenly spawn into kobolds.
They're hatching. Jay.
Okay, the dude.
I don't know that qualifies as a dude.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
17.
And we'll smack it.
Eat it! 2.
You will die because he took 3 points of damage earlier.
And then I will use my turn to say, spot!
You almost forgot it. Yeah.
We're about to go.
What is it? I can't remember. What is it?
All right.
And then I will back up this way. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Jessica.
Didn't we get spears? We have a spear, don't we?
Yes, no, a spear's not long.
A glaive.
I have a
spear. We have a glaive, that's what it is.
You have glaive.
I don't.
Who has the glaive?
It's
you
on,
have the glaive.
Probably on my back.
I was saying, do you have a glaive?
Yeah. Remember?
No.
We got it in, like, the first
section. It was stuck
yeah,
in the skeleton.
Yeah, you dropped it
heads.
Somewhere.
No.
Didn't you?
No.
Okay, then I guess you're just carrying around a glaive.
Yeah, I'm strapped on my back.
Okay. Cool.
It's one of my weapon choices. We're all fighters here. I have sword and board, bow and glaive.
Alright, well, I'm just here to back you up.
You can do aid another, which will increase his AC by 2 if you wish.
Ooh.
Sure. I'll use my sword to parry.
Yeah, basically you're kind of reach over his shoulder and blocking for him.
Hooray, my AC is back up to 19. It's almost as if I was wearing real armor.
You have a higher AC than me now.
wish I had paid you like that other fighter.
Well, I'm sorry, that's what
my... Oh, wait, what does combat expertise do?
You subtract one from your... to hit and add one to your AC.
Okay. Ooh. Well, I could trip it, but whatever. It's not a... No point.
Not on kobolds.
Yeah. Does a 16 hit it?
16 will hit these ones, because these actually have morning stars.
Ha! Bah! Smack the crap out of it.
There we go. I no longer need to spawn random kobolds.
Yay!
Yeah, alright. Hooray, 8 hit points.
No way! The attack hits the target but deals minimum damage. You take 1 point of damage.
No way!
And they are aiding there to swing because honestly, a +3 is better than a +1. Alright, hello!
Hello!
Hello. Ooh,
there's some chocolate.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
They were glad to take that.
Thank you.
Get me another Dr. Pepper.
Could you hand me an Oreo?
Right, everyone, snack break.
So there was this horde of kobolds.
Yeah, I know, totally. Hey, how's your chocolate?
Not bad.
Yep, Jay.
Okay.
You can shoot the ones in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can toss your broom up.
Mm-mm. You don't have to worry about us.
At the back.
Mm-hmm.
You can toss it right there.
Actually, yeah, it can share space with the rest of the kobolds,
can't
it?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so...
Okay, may well.
How many of your next one
that you
threw it?
So I pick it up.
Get your movement.
Then I suggest you move.
You'll be ready to throw it next turn.
Okay. Because honestly, it's a better fighter than I am. That ain't the... Ain't
Jessica,
a lie.
Jessica, continue aiding?
Mm-hmm.
You have AIDS, Ryan.
From your brother. How's it make you feel?
You're kind of gay.
There you go.
That's 14.
Will not hit.
Damn.
Vicious little kobolds.
Oh, critical!
Hope not double damage.
He cracks your ribs.
Ow.
No.
Oh.
He does. 5 points of damage. And you lose 1 point of con. It's your...
Oh, that didn't sound good.
That puts me down. Because I lose... You said 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
That puts me down to 2.
And then you lose
then
a point of con.
For 1 point of con for 2 levels, that's 2 points. I'm at 0.
I should have moved back. Mom!
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No strenuous activity.
Jay.
Excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, pardon me. Toss.
Okay, give me a range attack.
Was it an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. You didn't even hit that square, so yeah, it stops right on Ryan.
Why?
You need a 10 to hit the square. As soon as you... Well, actually, you probably just drop it at... Oh, never mind. Reroll.
Alright.
There you go.
Right. Never mind.
I got...
Go. Oh.
11.
No. Mmm. Mmm. Just
good. I will hold and wait for my brother to move.
Oh, right.
I switch places with you.
What? Oh.
And aid another? Is that a strenuous action?
No, that is fine. Duck! Duck! Barry!
That's so lethal.
Look out for that guy on your left. I know!
So your AC is too higher?
No. Because of that parry, because I got a 19.
Yay!
And then four miscellaneous swings over here. Yeah, they'll hit the broom. Can't damage it. Because they do a D6 minus one, it's got a hardness of 5. Give them something to do while they're... All right.
They have to stop aiding each other.
That's true.
These two are the ones who are aiding. That's it.
All right. The broom. Yeah. No. Me. And that's right. I fire into melee, I guess?
Yes, you'll fire into a melee.
Can I hit that guy?
Sure, you'll shoot at that guy. All the hit. You've got what you've got.
They don't qualify as a melee, do they?
Dang it.
Aiding. It doesn't matter. He missed horribly.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica.
For future reference, though, since it doesn't matter this time, it would be good to make a ruling at this time.
Splat. Yeah, since they're aiding.
Yes, yeah, that's
right. I'd say yeah, no.
Okay. I'm seeing if I roll two ones. Well, how do you put two ones in there? Okay, so I would put them at zero minimum.
I just remove them anyway. Ryan,
aid.
Your brother's giving you AIDS, man.
You suggest we back up, maybe?
No, I think this is all right. I mean, unless you want to back up, but I think we're fine.
Ow!
He does 1 point of con damage to himself.
Maybe if we get enough, he's back to pushing.
Boosh! Boosh. Jay.
I think the broom is fine holding them back over there.
At least keep them distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just keeps them distracted.
Want to turn around and actually see what's in the library?
Yeah. Instead of walking back to get stabbed in the ass, you actually turn around and see if anyone's going to come up behind
turn
you.
Turn around.
All right.
Free five.
This once magnificent library has been all but torn apart. In the center of the room is an old pyre in which books were tossed to provide fuel for the fire. Also huddled in this room are even more villagers, starved and tired-looking, shying away from the combat that is happening further down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Villagers, does he recognize anyone?
Yes. You recognize probably all of them.
Is one our mother?
No.
Because that was just a free five and a look, do I have enough left to fire an arrow into
Yes, you do.
Cool.
Fire hey guys, see me sounds!
I'll be right back.
Fire see me sounds!
Just
whoa! Full shot! Clank. Yeah. One dies.
Janude, Jessica, Kobold's turn. Just ignoring the room.
Vicious broom. I can't crit on it.
Because it doesn't have a discernible
name. I've been swinging at you first, and that's the way I've been keeping it. I would have gotten a 19. Eight another will stop it.
Yay!
Give me 20.
Your brother's AIDS makes you immune to damage.
I am immune. Okay.
It's because it was my AIDS I gave to him. He's just trying to give him back.
What's your AIDS? Okay. Room.
Ha!
Yay!
15 will not hit. Will not hit. As I said, these guys have morning stars and shields.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you have to roll 16.
You have to get a 16. They have one AC higher.
I'm going to back up free five, just quite a glance at the books. Oh, really cool. Hey, that's lovely.
There are no books.
Oh.
Remember.
Oh, that's right, because they've been thrown in the fire. All right.
Poor fire. Or rather,
the poor fire, that's right. Stupid literature.
Nope.
The fire has to use literature as kindling instead of something natural.
Cobalt bowling.
I see you trying to bowl him now.
Jessica.
Another one bites the dust.
Ryan, continue aiding. By the way, these kobolds are fanatical. That's why they haven't rolled to run yet.
Another one bites the dust.
He is confused looking at your broom, so he is dazed for two rounds.
Wow!
What? No, he tried to grab it and it's starting to spin.
Okay.
All right.
His AC is lower now because he is dazed.
The broom is going to make a mighty, mighty swing at the dazed kobold. Nope. No. And well, I am going to back up a little bit. Step on somebody. And...
Got it close there!
Ha-ha!
16. You got one.
4 damage plus poison.
Oh. Well, hold on. Let's see how many con he loses. It was 2 points of con, which is enough to kill him.
Ha-ha! There you go.
Jessica.
Another one bites the dust.
Uh-oh, only one of them gets aided this turn.
Yes, only one gets aids. Alright, aided swing? Not aided. Okay. Alright. Top of the, that was the kobolds. Jay.
Broom. No. Me.
Actually, hold on. He was dazed. He didn't get aid.
Still.
Wait, whatever. Was 15 hit him then?
He got a 13, which would not.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sorry, 13. He did roll 12.
So, and then this time I'm going to use a non-poisoned arrow.
Bing! Okay, roll it.
See?
No. All right, Jessica. Not this turn.
Yeah.
Ryan's aiding.
I'm swinging to take places. It doesn't work out.
Nothing.
I'm pretty much just going up and down at this point.
Duck.
I will, of course, keep track of the number.
Left.
Poison arrow.
Right.
You might fire over how many arrows do you have?
Well, I had 25, dipped 10 of them in poison, so I had 15.
All right, so, yes, you do, I do want you to keep track of arrows.
Okay, and then in that case, I'm probably estimating around 5.
Yep, that sounds about right. Okay.
5 left?
5 that I've used. Oh. So we'll say that I have 10 regular and 8 poison arrows.
That would be 18.
That would be indeed
right.
18.
Because I started out with 25.
Okay, so that would assume that you fired 7.
Okay, then in that case... I have 12 regular arrows.
I'm just correcting your math, dude.
Dude, I... Whatever. Okay.
It's your turn.
They've got it. I'll let the broom do it.
I'm saying he fired. Nope.
Alright.
Don't worry about checking
this. This door is actually closed now.
Well, I will tend to the people, reassure them, etc., etc. I'll play them a nice song.
Give them reassuring cuddles. Yes.
Jessica.
Song that makes
one really
pisses
dies.
Him off.
Hold on.
Let's see if I cleave into the other one.
That's what I'm checking. Nope, you shatter his sphere. Or morning star.
Okay.
He tried to parry, but your brute strength was too high.
It is pretty crappy craft. Dude, how do they build these?
Alright.
It's like freaking laying it like this.
Your room will get an attack of opportunity?
Yes, it will. And it will attack. And be a mighty no way.
He provokes an attack of opportunity. Yep, okay. This one has a plus 3! 19.
Ha ha!
Okay. Jay's giving them a terrible calling song. I'll cover you with gore and babies.
This time I got a 15.
Okay. You only make a performance check once, not once per round.
Okay, my bad. When I see it's having a very bad effect, I change the song I'm singing.
Ryan's aiding kobolds.
Oh.
20!
I fall
Damn.
Over.
Damn!
You hit me one.
They finally hit you.
For one! What do you mean by that now?
She has 1 hit point.
I have
1
hit 3.
Point? Oh no, that's right, you took a potion.
Holy crap.
I have 3 hit points.
Alright. Jay, roll for the broom.
Broom. Die!
And the plus that you have a flank now. It takes 2.
Yeah.
So Jessica.
Means I blow 18? Yes. Trying to wear out.
Come on, you get
20 and a crit!
Ah! Damn it. I bet you're going down now.
Possibly.
There's not much I can do. And I can feed you a potion, but
5 as he pimp slaps you.
How did you reach my face?
And then one.
He jumped up on the other one's shoulders.
I just fall out of some stumps.
Well,
one slapped your face, the other one slapped your junk.
Crap! Crap! Afton, crap!
Jay.
What? Oh, crap!
Broom.
Nope.
Even the room's like...
Oh. Regular arrow, that's...
It's not... Oh, yeah, this is...
In the melee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
14.
Because your broom is there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14.
Nothing. You want to move up? You may... You have the most hit points in the group right now.
Yeah. That's great.
Jessica, roll the stable.
Because you have more than zero.
Right. You easily stabilize.
Mm-hmm. Crap, okay, crap, so crap, crap, crap.
Ryan.
Well, minus 2. Yeah, I'm like, withdraw, dude, withdraw! Crap, crap, crap.
That's right, Kobold. Move out of my threatened square. I dare you.
Crap. One hit?
Oh, man.
Yeah. 5 points of damage.
Dang it!
What were you at? What are you at?
I'm at 3.
Oh, good.
The broom pursues.
Wait,
skitter, 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 skitter.
Yeah, it's Jay next.
Crap.
Provides a plus 2 for you.
I recommend dropping your bow.
Absolutely.
And then draw and what?
Yes.
Okay.
Drop the bow, draw the sword.
Then swing.
Mm-hmm. You have a flame?
No.
Do you have a shield?
Well, I don't have a shield. I mean, I have a shield, but I'm not wearing it. No. The buckler is attached to my arm.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, that's better. But, it doesn't do anything for me.
It was already
so that's a 9 plus 5 is 14.
Nope. They charge his turn. That does hit.
Ha!
Yay!
Oh, did it. Hey! You take a d8 plus 1. 6 damage, sucka.
Yep.
Blah.
I ate another.
All right.
You have plus 2 more AC.
Yay!
The kobold fanatic. 9. Nope. Jay.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
A broom.
Oh, God.
No. Me.
You can do it.
Just swing.
Swing! Aww. Swing!
But I really want to go with like a big blaze of glory.
You are!
Screw the glory! I'm just going to do it!
All damage. Splat.
Oh,
you
God.
Two brothers. I think that's glorified.
Spot! Apparently, he thinks his name is Black. Yay! I go back and see if I can salvage any of the books.
I couldn't.
There are no books.
They've all burned.
They were all burned.
Do you have any potions? Are you?
That's still, why. That's why.
Are
I was
you
looking.
Still bleeding?
I have one.
That's why I was looking because I thought
what
I had
got?
Some. Apparently, I used them.
So why don't we just?
How far down are you?
Rescue these
Three?
Guys.
All right.
Come upstairs and rest for a while. Because I'm pretty sure that 2 potions is not going to make us to the rest of this thing.
You want
to
take a look in here? Because this is not a door.
Sure.
Right.
You just have to stand and look. 1, 2, 3.
I think we cleared out.
I think we got them.
If not all of them.
4. I'm just pointing this out because it would be absolutely sadistic if you left. Alright. These are not what they look like. These are merely representations. I would honestly probably disown you if I were them. Anyway, if you left at this point. Once upon a time, this room might have looked something like a common room. However, it looks now more like a mass prison. Crammed into this room are dozens of villagers kept in check by what appears to be a group of villagers who are now in a state of decay. The stench of this room is astounding as the smell of sweat, fear, and death all mingled together. And sitting way back here, you see Mom.
Mom!
Hey, you heal 9.
Over the decayed bodies. No!
He didn't slap me, did he?
No, of course not.
That's what I thought. Alright!
Afton said Mom.
Right, that way. Oh, my bad.
Oh. You see a group of 6 decayed villagers keeping the other ones beyond this little dotted line.
Zombies?
Yep.
Actually, what the hell? I don't have knowledge religion.
You can make a knowledge check. Remember, Andre is a part of your group. Anything under DC 15?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, I got it.
You remember her talking about zombies once.
Those are zombies?
Whoa!
How did you teleport over there?
He climbed over them.
How did... What? Toss us a potion!
Toss us mom!
Or that.
I don't know.
The village rules will go like, no, don't cross the dotted line. You can come in, but you can't leave. Otherwise, they eat you.
Toss us a potion.
You.
Toss us a potion, after.
Hey, if I have an idea. Potion,
how am I supposed to get out?
So if we start hitting them from the side, do they do anything? Just like pushing them?
Pushing, not really. Anything else, they do react.
I would like to be able to attack without fainting.
If I tie a rope around one,
we'll be attacking them too.
Not really.
Okay, so I'll just the
outside
of the line.
How many hit points? What do you have?
Zero.
You have zero?
I can't attack.
Oh, fine.
Do they attack him?
No.
Damn it!
Thank you. How do you hand it to him?
Okay, good call.
I asked him to toss it to
me. Yes, you did. I did.
That's...
But I'm not about to do that because then you have to catch
it. Have you seen his throwing?
Hang on. Okay. I have a fishing rod. So, I make a loop around, like, I tie a string, okay, like, mm-hmm. I pull off a piece of the rope, tie a string to the neck of the bottle, put that on the end of the fishing hook. String to my 4-foot spear.
Okay.
Okay. And then I fishing pole it across to him.
Okay. Give me a luck check, see if your hand or anything accidentally crosses the line.
Alright.
No, it does not.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
What?
Yo,
dude, what? Benny, come on.
Guess I haven't even gotten to the boss yet.
Oh, jeez.
That's a little
better.
I have 5 hit points.
Oh, this is sadistically beautiful.
Okay.
Right. Dude, what the crap?
I got my sword ready.
I believe... Would I know that they're mindless?
On a 15, yeah. They're mindless zombies.
I believe Anyadrea mentioned that they were mindless, so we can talk about tactics here if we...
Okay, let's see. My longsword has a better critical and does the same damage, but I have a better attack bonus with the composite longbow.
How many people are on the other side? Is it just our mom?
Dozens.
Ew.
I said very crammed.
Oh, good. So basically I'm sort of shuffling in between a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Are there any of you who are able to wield weapons? No. Okay.
Dude, they've been down here for hours.
Mm-hmm. Anyone in here able to? No.
All of them have been kept prisoner and slaves. Starved, beaten.
Okay.
They got nothing.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. In that case, I'm going to hold my longsword ready to stab the guy.
Stab.
One guy.
Getting stabbed correct, right?
But you don't want to stab.
Why not?
You chop zombies apart.
You don't.
On a 15, you would know about that. You
don't stab zombies.
You chop them apart.
Chop off their heads.
Apparently, I'm not chopping now.
You must.
I mean, I'm not stabbing. I'm chopping.
Yeah. Don't stab.
All right. In that case,
it's not.
You want to use your glaive?
Yes.
Isn't glaive piercing?
No. I think it's.
It's both. It's a polearm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slashing and piercing.
I don't have it written on my character sheet, so I should probably look it up.
All right, Jay or Afton?
Yes.
Glaive.
Aside from also supporting us from the side,
it's a D10.
Try and keep the people over there
times 3 crit,
too excited
slashing,
and try and
reach.
Sprint for the hole.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was looking at his polearm.
I'm not gonna repeat myself.
You're looking at my massive polearm.
Well, then what the crap?
Everyone has AIDS.
This is the AIDS session. Okay, once you start attacking, we're supposed to squeeze past the zombies.
I'm saying don't.
Don't squeeze past the zombies.
Yes, I'm saying stop anyone who tries to sprint for it.
Okay. All you people, don't move or panic or anything.
Until we've killed all the zombies.
Yes, until we tell you it's okay.
You didn't have to shout.
I'm pretty sure
they heard me from over here.
I play a soothing song to them.
Can you just kill the zombie?
I got a 13.
Congratulations, you're considered a street beggar. Anywho, 15 is an enjoyable
performance. All right.
Roll initiative.
Don't change mine.
12. Eleven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
Nine.
Alright, Ryan.
Alright. Thankfully, I did have this reach weapon. Hooray. Excuse me, brother. I miss.
You hit their rotted, desiccated flesh.
Oh.
The pine not
with
hard
a nine?
Though. Yeah, you don't hit them. He has natural armor.
Oh, okay.
Jessica. As the zombie suddenly go,
thunk.
This one's fine this way.
If I could crit, I did.
Blah.
13.
Splah!
Blah.
And I will stay here.
Alright, here we go. We'll just use this.
If they start shuffling towards me, that means they're only. Attack. So the three.
This one's swinging around a corner. This one's swinging at you directly. The other ones are shuffling. Angrily shuffling. Shuffling. Okay.
Can I aim to chop off its head?
You just swing at it. You hit.
Seven.
Top of the round at 12.
16.
You hit. Remember strength and half.
Yes. That gives me 3.
So 9.
So 9.
9.
Jessica. He's wounded now.
Mm-hmm. I'm still.
Okay. Zombies. Around the corner.
Ooh. Ha, ha,
ha. Normal swing.
How much did you hit me?
9. 9.
So you're up 6.
Take 5.
Okay.
And Trading you weapons. Are exhausted for 2 rounds.
Ooh.
As he goes, then 3 on Jay. Ah, what's your AC?
18.
Anyway. All right, Jay.
Okay, I'm going to shank that guy.
How about the one that's already wounded?
Yeah.
Which one's wounded?
The one you hit last turn.
There you go. Hit that guy. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, and as my movement action, I throw the broom over in the corner.
Okay. Your turn.
Oh.
As I said, combat-tastic today.
Do you want to switch places?
You have a glaive.
We can switch weapons, too.
That's my sword.
All right. You want to sit there with 1 hit point.
Oh, jeez.
Jessica. You hit. There you go, splat. Alright, swings around the corner because it doesn't know any better. The 3 who are attempting DJ.
Dang it. Me.
5.
Ouch. Ooh. Go down.
Alright, go to Ryan. Jay, roll the stabilize.
Somebody yell at cat.
A cat! And.
Can I yell at cat as I'm going down?
No.
Dang it.
It's attack of opportunity.
It gets an attack of opportunity? No.
You can hit this one.
Yes, I can.
Next turn. Jessica.
Or I can quick draw and hand you my glaive.
It's a 15 around the corner.
You'll hit.
10.
Alright, zombies. You haven't crossed the line.
Wait, why did they attack me in the first place?
You attacked them.
You attacked them?
They proceed to begin eating parts of your armor.
Ah! Oh, crap!
They don't get through the iron part of it.
Basically,
they're continuing to hit you while you're down, but your armor's still protecting you.
Okay. And they're not intelligent enough to avoid the armor?
No. Yeah, they're zombies.
Yeah.
Mindless creatures.
I hand you the glaive. Quick cross sword and board.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess I'll roll for that since I healed a cat last turn.
It can't do anything.
It can't?
DR5, it does a D4, and you can't crit. It's providing a flank right now.
Hey, that's useful, because I rolled a 9.
Unfortunately, this is the person you have to be flanking. He's flanking this
one. The broom is over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to swing at the wounded one?
Isn't that one wounded, too?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jessica did just hit it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, go ahead and roll damage,
then. Work with me here.
Splat. All right. Jessica.
I suppose I'll hit the one that's trying to eat my brother.
She has the glaive.
Miss.
Oh, she has the glaive? I thought she was using her greatsword.
I handed her the glaive.
He insisted I use the glaive.
All right.
Because it has reach.
Swing and a miss.
I'm kind of in the way at the moment.
All right. Zombies. Because you attack them. 16?
Nope.
Or sorry, 17?
Yeah, that is my AC.
6.
Jeez.
Okay.
I have a cure potion on my somewhere.
I'm sorry, Ryan rolled save less.
No, you did. You yeah. Dang it. Oh crap.
You do not save less this turn.
Jessica. Freaking A. You got 3 zombies to kill.
I'll put the glaive on the wall. Drag my brother out.
Okay, so free action drop, movement action, push.
Mm-hmm. Now, how to get you out?
Standard action. You swung at him. They're going to continue attacking you.
Oh, there.
Yeah, you swung.
They look as
well. He swung at them earlier, and they didn't attack him.
Who?
Yeah, they all moved at me and attacked me just now.
No, you swung, missed.
Well, I missed.
And then they ignored you, and then you actually hit them.
Because she swung at them.
No. She's talking about earlier when there were all 6 here, mm-hmm. and we hadn't started combat yet.
Mm-hmm.
When I attacked, the first thing I did was attack, and mm-hmm. I missed.
Because he was back there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't attack me?
It's a flub. Get over it.
Okay.
I screwed up.
Okay.
Alright, in that case, I'm going to try and lure them away.
Okay.
So what movement do I have? Oh, okay, so what does matter?
Okay.
Zombies have 30 movement?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they only had 20.
It's 30.
They can only take one action, so
pretty. Oh, yeah. That was it.
Mine got shuffled.
I knew there was something.
20. Ryan, roll the stabilize. You do not stabilize. Jessica.
-3.
When I'm clear down the hall, pull them out.
Alright.
Withdraw, double my movement. 40, 5, 10, 15, 25. Okay,
thank
you. Unless they don't look like they're going to follow me.
Oh, they are.
Okay.
They're brainless.
I wasn't sure if there was a no zone for them. You know, black ball.
Someone stabilizes you. Jessica, your turn. charge with greatsword.
You have a ranged weapon?
Yeah.
Because you know that you can.
Yeah, we all have them. We all have bows, but it's piercing, and that's gonna have.
Oh yeah, good call.
Okay.
Dang it.
No, what I have to do. Alright, when you hear the door out here break, run for upstairs. I'm going to try and ring them around this way. So give them a chance to go up.
Okay.
Come on, is the boss in here? This is going to be fun.
I said there were kobolds who ran in this direction.
Okay.
Alright.
What?
They were in the back here.
And they ran off this direction.
I figured they were the ones that came up.
I thought they were too.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
Mm-hmm. If anything, maybe I'll get the zombies to come on. Come on, excuse me, coming through.
All right. To call the lady off of Atlantis, we're all gonna die.
Monkey thought it was all good fun. Pop goes the weasel.
My main priority is to get everyone else out of here. If I get hit, I'm going down.
That'll be my main priority, too.
Because I know, okay, the moment I get hit, I'm going to fall down. Nothing anyone can do about it.
Drawing a battle map for everyone on the internet.
Yay, battle maps. I see 8 beds.
It probably won't matter. I'm not going to describe the room until you actually take time to stop and look at it. Okay.
It's okay. I have to get down the door first, unless it's open.
It is indeed open. They charged out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This one you will have to open.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Well, I'll make as much noise as possible. That way they can hear me breaking down the door. Mm. Do I have to actually break it?
No, you can just open it.
Okay. Then I will break it against the wall.
Okay.
Beat, beat, beat. Slam!
You open the door. Short hallway.
Huh.
You can begin to hear people screaming and running.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Alright.
Are they dragging us out?
There's a horde of people. They're starting to move.
Okay.
As quickly as, you know, starved, you know, abused people can move. Alright.
Oh, did the broom follow at all?
The broom? Oh, yeah. Actually, it would have attacked the nearest person.
Well,
fine.
The zombies will follow.
All right, it attacks the nearest person.
Okay, and I will close this door behind me. And hopefully hold it against them for like a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. Basically, 8 and others are breaking the door. Ah, they need a 13.
It was a turn. It was 6 seconds. Oh, that was good.
They didn't open the door. They burst the door.
Zombies don't open doors. Just know this.
All right.
We played Left 4 Dead. It opened doors!
Alright, your turn.
Okay.
Swing 3-5 back.
Or what?
That's pretty much what you got. I mean, you could take the 2 attacks of opportunity and go open the door, I guess.
No. I'll swing, because this way they're at least in a 5-foot area.
And that one is wounded, too.
It will miss.
Man, 2. Your turn.
Much the same.
Splat.
There you go. Okay. That one was already wounded, so.
This one's also already wounded.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just stay right there.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
That is a 9.
Nope. Okay. No. Your turn.
flat.
You're not having a terribly good day either.
Dude,
as far as
one roll. Hit point, dude. I'm probably struggling.
Man, he has an awkward attack and has a minus two to his AC for two rounds.
Isn't that usually what zombies are doing? Awkward attacks, anyway?
That's 11.
You'll hit because of the awkward attack.
Sweet. 9 12. Plus your
splat!
Stuff.
Yay! Brother killed him!
Now we're laying unconscious back there.
Is our mom doing anything to help us out? I mean, she stabilized me.
She stabilized and is trying to do her best to move you guys.
I sit down for a second.
By the way, this room, now that you kind of take a look at it.
I lay down on the bed real fast.
Laying on top of a corpse.
Eight triple bunks are crammed into this room, where they stretch basically from floor to ceiling. Also stuffed into this room are a few dozen scared villagers who are busy murmuring to each other. The room smells heavily of sweaty bodies.
Exit that way. Up the stairs. Swarm of villagers!
Also located in area is Dayla's sisters who may or may not have been rescued. I don't remember if they were rescued, Jessica insists that they weren't.
I'm positive we did save one. So the rest of them.
Hey, Dale. Ah! Hey, darling.
You're totally almost dead.
I was exhausted as I ran.
I know.
Yes. I was running.
Oh, oops.
Yes.
Technically, you weren't supposed to double move.
I only double moved once.
It wouldn't have mattered, really.
Yeah. Anywho. Oh, well. So, you guys fall back upstairs.
We're unconscious. Yeah, it's up
to me. It's up to stagger forward.
All the bands are like, hey, what's
up? Mom helps you carry us upstairs.
Mom carries you, he carries me.
Yeah, you're an elf.
Why am I carrying the kid that's not mine?
Because he's the lightest.
I guess I'm not wearing armor anymore, so I may be actually lighter, depending on what armor you're wearing.
He's wearing scale mail.
Yeah.
Like I said, I may actually be lighter.
Guys, now retreat upstairs.
My armor and actual body weight taken into account, it's 190 pounds. And then, of course, there's all the equipment.
Yeah, well, of course, we also rescued this
guy. I don't know what my weight is.
I normally weigh more than you. Without my armor and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
We're taking a timeout.
Oh, yeah. We are saving and quitting. Well, maybe not quitting, just saving, investing, etc., etc.
What was the elf's name? The half elf cleric.
Oh shit! What was his name?
Because I don't want to say call him knife ears.
I'm trying to remember what I
Because he gave his name to Jay from
him. Yeah, yes.
Let's see if I managed to write it down. No, I didn't. Damn it!
You know what? Just look back at the previous recording.
Yeah.
Look it up online.
Previous people on the internet. His name is that.
Awesome.
Okay.
So.
Right. Hey, can you check out my little brother, or older brother?
And
both. I am.
Both of you older than me.
I am aptly littler than you, so.
he patches you up.
Thanks.
So, what is. Heal check?
Yeah, he did a heal check on you.
Okay, so.
Your heal double.
Remember, he burned up all of his channels earlier on you guys.
And Mom already, healed me anyway. Did a heal check on
me. So then I will be at a positive 2 when I wake up.
Congratulations.
Yes, in 8 hours you will be at positive 2. I will be at positive 1.
Yay!
At this point, enough of the bandits have healed that they're actually just kind of like, alright, see you guys later. That's it. They begin leaving the cathedral.
Well, can I talk to the leader guy now? What was his name?
The lieutenant?
Mm-hmm. That took over.
What do you want?
I have a better suggestion for you if you want to spare me an ear.
Yeah, I'm sure knife yours has plenty.
No, this is just elongated. Ever think about going adventuring?
Dude, I'm not stupid. I want to live, not die.
I don't actually think adventuring is that dangerous, or at least more so than banditing.
Caravans don't have what you guys just went through.
An Ordon symbol on there.
I don't know. Depends on what they're carrying.
Yeah, no. See you later. Rest up. We're out of here.
Have fun.
And by the way, you can tell Alexander this alliance can go to hell. I'm done.
Will do! Okay. Am I supposed to rest up with the rest of the
villagers? You rest up 8 hours. Some of the villagers who are in better condition begin kind of trying to scrounge for food. Did you guys actually bring the cart with you? The wagon?
No, it was
that's
way down.
That's what I thought.
That's why Newt's not with us either.
Yeah.
Because he's actually further south.
Yeah. I slowly heat up my bottle of chicken soup.
All the starving villagers look at you with sad puppy dog eyes.
I show them my knife ears.
They knew who you are.
I know.
They cry.
I share.
You're such a jerk.
Alright.
Everyone gets one sip of chicken
pretty
soup.
Much. But hey, it's something flavorful, you know.
Well, yeah. There actually is food down there.
Okay, well,
yeah.
So then I go get them something else, and chicken soup for myself.
And you basically, they have stew, is basically what they have.
Right.
Because that's what this area specializes in, feeding large amounts of people with stew.
I would say, yeah. Is all that stuff stored in there? Is what they cooked in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So there, we're going to have someone cook down there with a couple bodyguards.
I nurse my bottle of soup. All warm. Chicken-y.
All right, well, you guys will be able to rest the 8 hours. Unfortunately, you guys are still covering the exit, so it's a little important. There's a kobold looking at us, then it's running away.
There's more of them! God damn it. I can't stand that creature.
I shoot it.
Well, it basically did the...
Alright, we'll feel better. We'll see what's left. So don't try digging up from below.
Did you hear that?
Alright, so you guys will... You guys have rested 8 hours, which means you guys gained 4 hit points.
Woo!
You regain consciousness.
I'm at 1.
I'm at 2. She's at
5.
There you go.
Up walks a villager and says, "Can I borrow your horse?"
For?
I'm going to ride you to town to see if they have a priest or potions, one or the other.
That'd be great.
The doctor might have someone, but there's no priest in town. Yeah, he can take.
They may have at least potions.
Yeah, because that's what I bought them from.
That's true.
Apparently I'd used all of them.
Yeah, we all used all of our potions.
By the way,
he only used one.
He would ask for money, because as a
I'd give
poor money. Villager, there's no way he's going to have enough money.
He probably doesn't have money on him anyway.
Yeah.
All the bandits went that way.
Hand me any money you can. I can run to town and try and get
it. Two lights are what? 30, 50?
50.
50.
Okay.
50.
I'll give him 100.
Oh, boy.
Well, I assume they're getting some, too.
Okay, we got... Well,
I'll give him 50 for basic supplies.
14.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it won't do very well. Well, I could give him the crude topaz. Mm-hmm. Tell him it's worth 25, take no less than 12. You know, sell it in market or something.
Yeah.
So there's 14, 12, that's enough for 25. So if I give him another...
25 silver? I mean 25 gold, you can get a potion.
Well,
I'll be sitting there.
So I'll give him 75 gold and then...
This is alright, but...
And then
chicken. The... And then the... I'll give him 78 gold and the crude topaz.
Alright.
That should get me 2.
Alright.
Actually, we'll give him 77 and a half gold. Beware of bandits!
Name it that way.
And
then
keep it as a tip.
Okay, he gets 5 silver as a tip.
That's right. So,
all right.
There's that.
Okay.
That guy's packing.
That guy's indeed packing. How long do you think it would take him to get to town?
Like 2 hours.
Okay. So we can rest another 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which you guys will rest another 8 hours.
I ask Mom to heal check me.
Yeah, she does. She can take 10.
Hooray. Yeah,
Mommy had... Mom takes a 10 and is fine because she's good at treating boo-boos.
Thank you, Mommy.
She grew up with 3 sons.
Hooray. I love you, Mommy-in-law. I mean, step-mommy.
Yeah, love you, boy. Love you, boy. You're cool. You like scratch behind the ears? Is that good for you? Get your dad, please. After the 8 hours, he will return. And basically, he can hand out 4 cure potions, which he said, Dr. Brood Fresh. 4 cure lights.
Great.
So I got 2, you got 2.
Indeed.
And then he's got some general supplies on the horse for everyone.
That's good.
Like, the baker thought I was crazy when I walked in and said I want like 90 loaves of bread. give me 100 loaves of bread now.
You got 100 on hand.
A couple of scale ones I was going to give the homeless. There you go.
This is just good.
We're more needy than the homeless now.
We're not just homeless, we're
slaved homeless.
We were ex-slaves. Yeah. I've been starving for days.
Alright.
At least the homeless have their freedom!
Well, we do now, too. Can you hand me a chunk of chocolate?
Yeah. I'm going to use the restroom fast. Yeah. So you guys do whatever.
Oh, anyhow. Okay. So, chuck in the potions. You have 1 other potion, Jay.
So I heal 2. That puts me at 8.
And 7. Back. So 15.
There you go.
Okay, I'm almost in max.
You're higher than I am.
Well, there you go. Okay, so let's go. Let's take this guy.
Okay.
Do you want to give her the last cure light?
No. I say save it until one of
us. I thought you had some left. That's what you were talking about.
Okay, but I don't have written down. So I'm guessing I used them.
Okay.
Even though I don't recall using all of them.
We could pull up the podcast.
I know he gave me the cure money.
Oh, no, wait. The podcast hasn't been posted yet.
Oh, wait.
Ethan hasn't posted some of the stuff, so kind of. Well, he has been in Maryland, so, mm-hmm. And it's been the holidays and
whatnot.
Yeah. Anywho,
I know he gave me my cure moderate.
Dude, guys. Speaking of Ethan, he had me design the 6-sided and the 20-sided die for CanCon.
Yes. Oh.
Me too. All right. So, in which direction are you guys going? You guys have basically 2 options.
I say this way.
I thought.
I prefer not, because that's a single lane.
Yeah.
Well.
Tactical decision.
Well, no, because I'm just thinking if somebody opens the door, then they can see us, and we back up and draw them out.
Into that tiny hallway, in fact.
Exactly. I can drop my broom right there, and then they can have fun with it. Meantime, we do fire things at them and stuff.
I don't think, still think it won't be that effective.
Well, I mean, if we put you right there, they can't move past it.
Yes, they can. It'd just be hard.
Can they?
I'd have to be there, yes.
I dropped my broom right there. It's an idea. What would you guys suggest?
Thing is, I'm trying not to be crammed into a tight location because they're small creatures. They can fit into tight places with us.
Well,
I mean, okay.
Here's what I suggest. Like, we should try to more flank them than just with your broom. I think one of us should be on going in from that door.
I'd rather not split us. What we can do is we can bar or block this way. We can come from this way and try and push them.
Well, I don't know that they'll be pushed. But
well, we don't know how big this room is and where else it goes.
Yeah.
But
there's
I mean, the other thought that I have is that we could rig some kind of a trap. Like, let's say, if two of us were to come over here, not necessarily you two, but if two of us were to come over here, and then the third one to open that door, say, hey, here I am, whatever, and then come this way, closing the doors on our way out, and then as they come out this way, we jam it. And then you two can come in and have fun, and then I'll circle back around, or whoever will circle back around, and we'll take him that way.
Probably him. He's the fastest.
Yeah.
And I can delay them, because I do have... I prepared Summon Monster 1 again.
So there
that
you
was,
go.
That was incredibly useful last time.
So, what you could do...
Poor farter.
Potentially, is...
That's why I love Conjuration Specialists in my system.
So, open the door. Taunt. La 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 la, come get me! And you run, summon, put him right there. And then use the time to close that door, jam it, and then the rest of us come in. That'll buy us, what, three rounds, right?
Roughly.
Okay.
Four.
So there you go.
Probably. Three or four.
What'd you say? / better ideas.
Nuke it from space. It's the only way to be sure.
No, I...
collapse the entire thing.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Because I can delay... If I go, then I... Andre's right, I am the fastest. And I can delay them with the...
Some voodoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any things that... Any, like, arcane locks or anything like that on doors?
Is that a level 0 spell?
No.
Probably not.
Then okay. No.
Well, never mind that.
What are your 3 first level spells?
3?
Yeah. Level 1 wizard gets 2.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, actually, now that I think of it, no go on the locking this door because it was smashed in by the zombies. So lock that door at the very least.
Yeah, it's a level 1 wizard. Assuming your intelligence is high. Oh, you should have 2 first level spells. What are your 2 first level spells? Summon Monster 1.
Mage Armor and Summon Monster 1.
There you go. We need to be.
Did we see any kind of locking mechanism that we could put on that door?
No, there weren't. There are no locks here. It was a monastery.
Okay.
We could prepare a barricade that's easy to, like, you know, have it be up, and then once you pass it, you can just go...
Just drop it. Yeah. That could work. Okay. Well, should we try to set that up on this side of the door, then?
Sure.
So when you come back, you can just drop it and then fall around.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yeah, we'll prepare
Is there anything in here?
Just the bunk beds.
Okay. Beds.
I was just curious.
Everything else was looted by the bandits. Or kobolds, as the case may be.
We could,
Well, that's what I was thinking.
As you're coming, through, you can position the bed, let's say, so that when you come back through, all you have to do is just push it up against the opening.
Or we could...
Or into the opening.
We could have it be held diagonally.
You do realize these are triple bunks.
We can cut. We have cutting implements.
Bam! I am not using my sword to cut that.
I use my clay.
That's going to cause a lot of racket.
Yeah.
More so than we're going to make. And a lot more time to alert them and prepare.
They already know we're coming.
Yes, but they don't know when. That's what I'm saying. If you make all that racket, they know... They're coming.
I suppose. Although we've already sieged them quite a long time, although unless they have some form of leaving that room.
Now, that isn't to say that they haven't moved since then. So they could not be in that room anymore. But
yes, because they did dig a tunnel into here, remember?
Yeah, the kobolds did, yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's proceed with the plan.
That's the only thing I'm expecting to find down here.
Let's proceed with the plan.
Possibly another zombie.
You never know.
Set up the barricade right here so it can be easily dropped. Taunt the guys, come in, summon the dude, escape, close the door, drop the barricade, come back around, and we'll come in from the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty of tables and stuff we can break down.
We'll do that.
So you go first, and then I'm in the back.
Why are you in the back?
I don't know.
Okay, so you guys go around.
Yeah.
Do we encounter any...
No, there's no...
resistance?
We'll check all these rooms, too.
Yep, no one's been back through here.
Okay.
Although this area has been thoroughly raided.
By us.
That was by us.
Probably all the blankets and pillows and whatnot have been stolen from there, too.
Okay, so we'll help you set up the barricade.
Okay.
So it's probably like a series of barrels and crates, etc., and just so that it falls and becomes debris or something.
Okay.
So I can run through and just, like, punch the pole.
The stick the pole that's holding it all up.
Right. And then exactly. Okay. So there you are.
So I will go through up there.
Okay.
Yell something at us when you crush the barricade.
Okay.
Then we'll give you...
I will listen at the door.
You listen.
12 seconds to get to us.
21.
You hear the lapping of water.
Lapping as in like that, or lapping as in just like it's like, you know...
Hitting against something, yes.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Now I searched for traps.
You stole my head.
18.
Yeah, I can't make your hair frizzy, though. Or poofy.
No traps.
No traps.
As it used to be.
All right. Kick it in loud as possible.
Bam! Alright. Kick in the door as loud as possible. You guys go ahead and give me perception checks. You both noticed it. Alright. This room is a giant bath.
Oh.
Still steaming. The air is hot and damp. As you can see, the water is naturally warm.
That looks nice.
Gets distracting.
Strip off all my clothes.
It's taking a while breaking down that barricade.
There's another door leading out.
Okay, listen to that.
Now, when you say you knocked the door in,
did
you mean that you busted it?
I kicked it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can close it again, right?
Yeah.
Kinda. What'd you get? 6?
Yeah. Well, 11.
You guys hear a pong, and then you hear a clack, 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 clack.
What is that?
Sounds of things like pots and spears and whatnot hitting the ground.
Something happened when I listened?
Oh, you said you listened. I thought you said you kicked. You don't hear anything.
No.
That's the kick, then.
Okay.
Yeah. Bam!
Open it.
You think she's having fun in there?
Yep. Gee!
Right, well, when this happens, do you want to open the door, or do I want to open the door?
Paper, rock, scissors, there's a spot for it. Dang. Wait, I killed that with mind powers! Ha-ha! Okay.
Not the same person. Here we go. Okay. An overturned table is the focal point of this room. At one point, this was probably a guard room, but the guards are now dead and pinned up against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh. What kind of... They're humans?
Yeah. Look like bandits.
Ah.
You can see that there's pots, spears, and whatnot over on this door, too. There's a door at the end of this
wall. I'll go ahead and open that one.
You just kind of move it out of the way.
Stare at the guy pinned to the wall.
A small hallway.
Because even though we can't see in there, it's assumed.
No, now I open up the real elaborate map.
Right. The one that goes in here and around the corner.
Quite possible.
Okay, continue with the plan. Just a little bit farther to run. Listen to this door.
Natural 20.
25.
Alright, wait for it. I think I hear someone on the other side of the door. They're probably listening. Shh. You hear this all, of course, in
Draconic.
Alright, now, when they open the door, get ready with the plan. Shut up, they're listening. They can't speak Draconic. Shut up, they might.
That's funny.
Can you hear me again, please?
Yes.
I will kick the door.
Thank you.
18, I guess, if it's a strength check.
Bam! Okay.
This is where you get pilfered with it.
they were holding for this. They heard you a long time ago. 2, 3, 4.
Well, the good thing is I was prepared for it too, so I'm not flat-footed, at least.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I didn't know.
Wait a second. David Hasselhoff's chest hair?
Yes, they brought David Hasselhoff's hair.
Why is it on the other side of the wall?
He will explain.
Alright. Let me see who else in this room, other than three naked kobolds, who were originally in here. Alright, the three naked kobolds are all the ones with spears. Okay, and then they're hiding back here, taking cover. Okay, so there's the three naked ones. Four. How many are in here? Okay. And these two are basically back here, bodyguarding this one. Okay. Alright. This massive chamber is either trophy room, or this massive chamber is either a trophy hall or a storage area for religious relics. Or both! A number of corpses litter the ground. Many bandits, villagers, kobolds, all still clad with arms, dying defending the relics.
Still clad with arms?
Except for the kobold. Arms, weapons.
No, they have severed arms in their hands.
No. They're clad with arms, so yes. They're wearing them as shirts.
A number of holy icons line the room. Many have been defaced with strange draconic symbols. The kobolds obviously came here for a purpose, as a large stand with a plaque now stands empty. Except there are still offerings in front of it. However, still in the room are five kobolds, eight kobolds, three of which are naked, who stare at you with amazement, led by a kobold in robes with crude cloth wings. They bark at you and lunge to attack. Go ahead and give me initiative. Everyone go ahead and give me initiative just for a minute.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Hey, that's nice.
I will need both of you to roll initiative.
10.
Well, I wasn't talking to you.
Okay. 19. Guess?
19. Jessica. I'll roll for the kobold. 12.
18.
All right, Jay.
Yes.
You heard the bang, and then you heard the...
I ready a poisoned arrow.
Jessica.
And...
Are you going to free fly behind your brother?
No, as a matter of fact... Oh, crap. I was supposed to place the broom.
I thought you had.
At this point, I would have assumed you would have placed the broom where you were
yes.
going to. Okay, then there's the broom laying there.
The broom is there.
Okay, I hold.
Okay, you hold. 12. The kobolds attempt to shank you.
Damn.
What's your AC?
It is 17.
Alright. That would normally hit you, but you're in melee.
Holy crap.
You said 18?
17.
17? 2. 12.
Please survive! Ow.
8.
What do you got now?
5.
Make it! Make it! You can make it! You know.
I say fuck you in Draconic.
Oh, potty mouth.
Alright, let's go.
My turn.
Yep, withdrawal.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nope, 8, right there. Eight. Oh, nope, you're right. You're 10, not.
10, 11, 12, right?
There you go. Yep.
All right.
And
a cat.
There's only one target in line of sight.
Weren't you gonna summon the dude?
There's only one target in line of sight.
Don't act at it. I'll act at it.
Anyway, you couldn't have done that anyway. Anywho, all right, Ryan.
It's true, I suppose.
The sorcerer.
Got shield.
Anywho. Top of the round, Jay.
I continue to hold action.
Jessica.
Continue to hold.
Okay, 12. Massive penalties.
Massive penalties?
No, the critical doesn't work. Oh, there we go. He severs a muscle in your calf. You take 4 points of damage.
Wait. I had con damage.
That would have healed by now.
Right.
So that would have given you...
2 more hit points, right?
There you go, 2 more hit points.
I'm at 7.
And I did 4 to you.
Okay, so I'm at 3.
You take 4 points of dexterity damage as it pierces through your calf, and 6 points of strength damage.
Ow!
As basically it becomes harder to lift because one of your legs is no longer functioning terribly well.
Ow!
So does that mean it impairs his movement?
No, doesn't impair his movement.
I'm at 9 dex and 8 strength.
Actually, let's see. Where would be a better muscle for that? Back? Back muscle?
He was running away.
Yeah, so probably severs one of your back muscles.
It pierces just next to the kidney.
Okay. That is, piercing muscle severed. Anywho, that was 12. 10, Ryan.
Ow. Bitches.
Open, free 5. Close, barrier. Oh, wait. No, sorry, the summon.
What?
Aren't you going to summon a fighter?
Oh, yeah.
It's his choice, really.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
Free 5, because I assume it's already open. I wouldn't have closed it on myself.
Ha ha!
5, 10, 20,
25. There's the fighter.
25 is my range?
It's a close range spell, 25 feet plus 5 feet per every other level. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Thank you. You're not a level 2 mage.
For every other level. So you only have a level 1, which means 25 feet, period.
Okay.
Apparently.
That's the way it works.
Can he charge?
Yes. You again! Damn it!
And Barricade.
You cannot. It's a full round action to summon.
It's a
full round action.
But I cast a spell.
You're right. It's a full round action to cast that spell. Have you ever looked at summon monster?
No.
That's what I think.
I feel like not really.
It's not my fault when the wizard doesn't read the spell book. Anywho!
It's kind of like trying to cast Desecrate. It takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, well that... That
Hold it.
That kind of makes sense. Kind of.
Charge plus 2. 10!
No!
Well,
plus
whatever his bonus
plus,
is.
Plus
he has a total 2. Of plus.
Oh, plus 1.
So 14.
14 will not hit. Dex, scaly skin.
Dex, scaly skin. What
do they give them? They're a 15, but what do they give them?
H-I-J-K.
It's the only time I ever sing that song. I swear. Lenorum, Sumaya, and Collective Hour. Go well! Size. That's what I forgot.
Yep. Plus one for size.
Alright. Swing and a miss! That was Ryan. 6, the sorcerer. Okay. 19. Jay. Continue holding! Jessica.
It's been 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It has been 12 seconds.
Okay, I open the door.
5-foot hallway.
Okay, that door's open, though.
Yep.
Alright, shoot.
At the closed door in front of me?
It's open.
I opened it.
This one is open.
You opened that one?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yes, he did.
Free vibe.
You can just shoot from the corner.
I can shoot from the corner.
You have cover, at least.
Does he take any minuses from that?
No, not really.
Okay.
He's firing at melee anyway.
He doesn't know what the guy's talking
about. No freaking way!
You had this whole image worked out in your head. It just didn't work that way.
Didn't work.
All right. That was Jay, the kobold. Free five. Honestly, they're shooting your fighter.
That's fine. Shoot my fighter.
None of them will hit said fighter. That one will shoot straight ahead.
Ow.
Okay.
Is this triple damage?
No, it's not triple damage.
That'd be funny. More dex damage, con damage, strength damage.
No.
He's draining us now. What is my name? Tana?
Yes. There, you'll take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
1 point of strength damage and 1 point of dex damage as he gives you a fresh shoulder wound.
Okay, my strength stays the same, but my dex will go down. Okay.
Alright. Take your attack of opportunity. They don't care. They're fanatics.
That should hit.
This is indeed one of the naked ones. Go ahead and roll.
Longsword, right?
Longsword ho. D8 plus 3. Splat. Okay. Naked kobold down.
Hooray. All
right. And that's the extent of his stuff. All right. 4 swings on him. Hey! One hit. Actually, 2 because of charge.
Sure.
He takes 10!
Dang.
Okay.
Still has 5 hit points.
It doesn't matter. He's going away at the end of your turn. Yeah. Anywho.
He does get one more swing, though. Ryan. Actually, he gets a cleave.
Cleave away. First, you roll the hit. Hits. Roll the hit again. Hit. Okay. Roll your damage.
Sweet.
And
dang. Dang!
Flat.
Man!
Epic
you're
final
you're
round!
Awesome, fighter! Come back!
Damn you! Damn you! I just healed these wounds!
I'll have you know, this is Regdar, so it's Regdar's fault.
I just healed, asshole!
That's perfect. You want to know why? Because we're using Regdar, the Regdar, in our game.
Nice.
On the other Thursdays. So I'll tell him of his epic deeds.
Alright. On 6, because Ryan went... Oh, sorry, Ryan, you can now collapse the tunnel.
Oh, no point at this point.
Just, what's the range on that?
Oh, it's 30 feet.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Read your own damn abilities.
Sorry, I knew that. I just, you know.
You didn't want it to be...
Quick draw a bow or something.
You are going to be... I'll give him some cover because they do have that corner.
That's fine.
I rolled a natural. Oh, jeez.
Whoops! You're knocked prone.
Ah! Fuck!
You tried to pull with your back. Ah!
Oh, that's right. True.
Sorcerer! Points at you! And 2 dragon heads shoot out at you. Gonna have some D-force.
Jeez.
It's gonna hurt.
Anybody.
3. 5.
Tiny dragon heads bite you.
That colorful one is yours.
Ow.
Owie. Hop around, Jay.
I shoot around the corner.
Hello, get
the and I also
one.
Yell,
I got!
Hit the white one.
Actually, you would not be able to shoot if you at it.
Is that right?
It's a standard action.
It's a standard action to activate a magic item. No.
Just ignore the broom.
Why?
Because you're better than the broom.
Are you saying a level 2 fighter's better than a broom?
Okay, fine, leave him there. I will fire at the sorcerer.
I don't know, the broom's been pretty vicious compared to Jay's rolling.
Shut up! I hit him.
You will definitely hit him.
And I will do a D8 plus 1 with the Viper Poison.
So he takes 2?
Yes.
2. 2 mighty points of damage. He quakes in his booties.
Harry! Viper Poison.
He makes the DC now.
Ah, frickin' A.
He more than doubles it. Jessica!
In fact, he saves so well, he heals.
My favorite. Viper Poison.
Can I two-handed flail?
Yes, you can.
Am I still getting text on Jimmy Petri? Because I don't have the abilities. You shot.
And you can, in addition, use a shield to it.
I don't have a shield.
There you go. Take the buckler off his arm.
That'll take a while. Unless someone take his arm with it.
Protect me!
Sure, I'll drink the potion and prepare for it. That's a 6.
Alright. Kobolds.
Oh, I've only got 2 melee kobolds left.
3 fire!
Dang.
No hits, though. Well, 1 plus. 1 hit, no crit.
Does he at least have a plus 1?
Yes, and then he's got a minus 4.
Okay.
I'm not cheating you guys. I'm not giving them all precise shot. Okay. Alright. He runs up and breaks his spear on you.
That'll work.
He has a minus 4 on attack rolls with it now. I stick you with a pointy end. All right. That was their mighty turn, Ryan.
Stand up from prone.
Twang. I don't know, with a dex of 8.
I can't.
Stand
up.
You don't want to do that.
You want to do that while you're further away, because then it'll go attack them instead of you.
Well, you could stand up and ack-at, and then it's your turn.
I guess.
Okay. So that means on your turn...
12.
12. This is indeed one of the naked ones. Plus 2 for charging.
Yeah.
Minus 2 for their charging. So their AC is a 10.
Hooray!
Yay! 24.
Three. All right. 6. The sorcerer.
Okay, I think I know what I'm
going to
do
next time.
He will successfully touch the broom.
From over here. Oh, it's
a Scorching Ray. He views that as his way out. Your broom will be incinerated.
Wait! Does that take into account hardness?
No. Fire ignores wood's hardness.
Okay, how much damage? Wait. How much damage?
17.
Got 15 HP.
Oh.
You can't always go get it repaired.
It's not magical anymore.
Actually, yeah, it is. In Pathfinder, once you broke a... If you fix a broken magic item, it just...
Okay.
It just costs money.
Turns back on.
It turns back on. Praise the Lord. So it's just like...
Afton, don't come around the corner.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, good lord. Okay, Jay.
Suddenly we have six brooms.
Okay. This is what I've been waiting for.
They're all tiny and do 1 point
my
of
final
damage.
Acid flask.
Alright. Roll touch attack. Because the kobold sorcerer...
Oh, come on!
No more bennies.
Nope. All right, no one's got any bennies.
That's it. What happens?
It's deviation. Roll a d8. 1, 2, 3. Roll a d6. So basically hits on this wall instead. Hits this wall. 1 point of damage, 1 point of damage, 1 point of damage, 1 point of damage, 1 point of damage.
Wow, that was actually way better.
Owie!
Very well. So there you go.
Jessica.
Why did I do 1 point of damage?
Splash damage.
Drinking a potion but to him, is standard or movement?
It hit the wall. The wall.
Oh, hit not the wall. Him. Okay, huh? Okay.
Is drinking a potion standard or movement?
Standard.
Okay. Well, I don't have cover.
You could close the door and drink it.
And beat them with the door.
I can just imagine this, like, it's like a drink, it's like Got Milk commercial, except instead of Got Milk,
I'll
it's
do that.
Got a Cure Light.
Close the door, drink a potion.
Yes.
Sweet. You open the door, they come in.
So I remember correctly, you give
yes, it's called Oaken Strength. It was on the Rogue and the Legends Are Made Not Born.
Yes.
All right. That
he has all the loot written down, so I'm just kind
of... All right, so that drawer is closed.
Oh. Wow, how fast can they
they're
move?
They're charging.
Oh. I was like, what the...
Go, 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 go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Go, 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 go!
Now's our time!
Ah!
Wow.
You should have done barricade where you could.
I didn't expect him to crit on me 2 times in a row. Jesus.
Dude, Andre's rolling. He crits on us all the time.
He hasn't. He's been rolling. No, he's been rolling as poor as us this session.
You will take 3 points of damage, and your land speed is halved for 4 rounds.
Okay.
Now he actually does do a leg wound. The other one in which I refused to do was heart shot, triple damage in one convert.
Dead, in other words.
Yes. All right, 10, your turn, Ryan.
Close the fucking barricade. God.
Door. Boom.
Yep. Sorcerer. Well, shit. Close
that's
the door.
Right. You better.
Jay.
Your
brother's ass is in front of you. The door is closed.
Get out of the friggin' way.
Open it in a second.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I move, open, close.
What the fuck do you close it for?
You can't separate a movement action by another action.
Oh. Fine then, well, I will open.
Hello, brother. Just hold. Hold action.
Just wait until I open the door.
Right, yeah. Hold. I'll hold.
Jessica, your turn.
Open the door. They're all gone.
You're
like, wait a second.
The door is closed.
Is this a potion of make enemies invisible?
You did a movement and a movement.
Yeah, I suppose this one.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Wait, what are you buying, Jay? Do you want to go now?
Yes. I will move, look around for the sorcerer, and of course, since I don't see him down here, I will assume he had went elsewhere.
Okay.
He could be in the water. He could be in the corner.
4. There
mm-hmm.
you go.
The door is closed, so I mean, that's a pretty big clue. I think.
All right. 12 of kobolds. Oh, I may have actually hit you.
Yes.
Four. They will go ahead and make strength checks to attempt to break the barricade.
Wow. One of them breaks his fist.
He suffers from frustration. Takes a minus four on takes a minus four on all attacks for 1 round. That's funny. That is-
All right. I was so close. I thank you, that human. It was
jerk!
Okay, 10 Ryan.
Nice.
10 potion.
You, yeah.
Four. I'm up to 4.
I'm sorry, drink your potions to strengthen your shaking.
1, 2, 3. No, even better, he nope, tries to drink there. It, but he can't manage to
remember,
swallow.
Remember, your land speed was halved. Because he stabbed you in the leg.
He can't manage to swallow, and he drowns in his own potion.
So, Ryan's doing this.
Getting old!
Oh, poor brother.
All right. Okay. He moves somewhere inside the room. I'm not sure anywhere.
Okay. I will poke my head around the corner, fire, and then move.
Okay.
No.
All right, Jessica. You're going to make poor little kobold squeal. Gotcha.
14.
That will hit this one.
9.
It's flat. Alright. Cobalt. Hold on. Sorry, I can't technically do that. They were what, right there?
No, they were square headed.
They were in this one
right there.
Reload crossbows. Alright,
Ryan.
Ryan.
They're trying to break through.
They're trying to escape.
I may stay here.
I mean, they got one way out.
Yeah. I will sit right
because
here on
I'm
the
I'm sorry, I didn't describe this. This is a collapsed tunnel.
Ew.
The tunnel collapsed, and not all the kobolds got out.
Ew. All right. Well, I will. I will prepare to cast Acid Splash as soon as they come through there.
All right. You ready to? Okay. Top of the round, Jay.
Okay. I will fling the door open and fire at the first guy that I see.
If you see him. Which you probably.
What's your touch AC, by the way?
Touch.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Oh,
that 9 would have hurt. Oh, that was a 6.
Mm-hmm.
You get Scorching Raid as you open the door.
Ouch. Ooh, at least it wasn't too bad.
11.
Ah!
Too bad.
I have suffered this. No, I'm not.
I said too bad.
Oh,
huh?
I said.
Hey, you're dead!
You're dead! What?
I'm not! You're only happy to punch in one attack!
You're dead! You're fucking dead! Thank you, Nathan. Thank you. That moment will live on forever.
In infamy.
It's just
like, I wasn't even there and I know about it.
It's just like, I'm level 2, I can be cocky.
I'm level 2, I can be cocky. Go ahead and fire.
Okay. Where is he? In the corner?
Yeah, he's hiding in the
okay.
corner.
You
all his other fighters left it.
I have suffered the same fate as my broom that you scorched. You shall die!
Unfortunately, you have no bennies with you.
Ignominiously! Really big word.
Now just see if he understands what you're saying.
He's a slow. How about a 15?
15 will not hit him.
Dang it!
What? He cast shield earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Natural armor plus
yeah,
1.
Yeah.
Size plus
yeah.
2 dex.
Yeah, he's probably actually harder to hit than the other people.
Yes, yes. He actually is. Because he realizes that he's a mage. And by Murphy's Law, he's going to be separated. Jessica.
Status!
Not dead.
Same.
They got the sorcerer in here. He's cowering.
I close the door.
Okay.
Because those two I can't close.
Readying a shot for when the barricade goes down.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Not like I know this, but...
Exactly. Non-metagame you is like...
No, no, it's
inwards.
Ooh, I'm holding an acid orb.
Into the room.
Into me?
Into the room, yes.
Okay, but there's two rooms.
Well put.
Okay.
Is she gonna get smacked?
No, my character already had been. By Cobalt.
Ouch!
That's what I'm like, did I get slapped? Nope. Okay, that's what I thought.
He pumps another scorching rain to you.
Ooh. Oh, crap.
You're dead.
I'm going to sizzle. I go down. Oh, I go very down.
You're way down. 14.
Yeah, that puts me at to negative 10 exactly.
There you go. You're at negative 10.
Crap.
I have two Cure Light potions on me. Please. Okay. Please, have mercy.
Walk up, close the door. Next turn.
Feed the potion. Oh.
It's just dumping on my face.
Oh, yeah. Walk up and close the door. Yeah, you're right.
All right, Ryan. Holding.
Yeah, I don't know that they're waiting for me.
I'm sorry, that was Ryan already went because I knew he was holding. Source already went. Top of the round, Jay, roll to stabilize.
You need a 10.
Please, Lord, please.
We have 0 pennies.
I have no pennies.
None of us have pennies.
Okay, just so I know the consequences of this, if I do not stabilize
you
this
bleed
round,
to negative 11. Pathfinder, it is a standard rule. You bleed to your con.
I have a con of
12.
12.
You have 2 rounds.
You have 2 rounds.
Praise the Lord! Okay, we're good.
You're stable at negative 10. Jessica.
Koof.
He might be out of spells. Depends on what level sorcerer he is.
But you know what? He's got nowhere to go, so we can stall.
That's right. He's got nowhere to go. Kobolds. 19! Okay, go ahead. They were...
I guess I will aim it at that one.
Go ahead and roll.
The guy who was frustrated.
It's an acid splash.
Yeah. D3 damage and then 1 point splash damage to everyone else.
Yeah. That's plus 3.
10.
10 will not hit anyone. And...
Hey, at least nobody hit anybody as opposed to...
Movement. How many rounds has it been? Two?
Yep, 2. 3? You've got 2 more rounds of this. 1 more round of this. After this one.
Right. Oh.
So, 5, 10, 15.
Shit!
You just now released their exit.
It's better than dying.
All right. That's
4 kill balls can go up and die.
Jay's sitting okay there with Jessica.
Armorless villagers.
Anywho.
They'll probably just run, honestly.
I will heal my brother 9.
Yay! Thank
you're
you!
You're only negative 1.
Negative 1. I'm still not awake.
Well, he's not dead. That's good.
When you poke him, the skin crunches. He got burned. Ooh. Twice.
Really bad.
Ooh, that's worse than...
I got a really nice tan. And then on top of that tan, I got a really nice burn.
All right, that was just
did I hear the barricade break over there? Just out of curiosity.
No, the door's closed.
Okay. I was just
curious. Give me a perception.
Did my acid splash hit the door?
Minus 5, so...
Because it is stone.
18. Yes, you would have heard it.
Okay.
All right, Kobold's turn.
Well, as a move action, I want to move.
Freedom! 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 Run! Run! Fee! Fee! Fee!
Kobolds run off into the night. Villagers don't bother to stop them, and they don't bother to bother the villagers.
That's what I guessed.
We don't want to die!
Our master will be behind us shortly!
Sure
totally.
He's a great
sorcerer and has draconic blood.
Okay.
Right.
Ryan.
Oh, thank goodness. All right, I guess I'll go back around.
You hobble, hobble, hobble. It's barricade. There's a broken barricade.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I'll double move.
All right. Bob around, he's still holding. Jay is stable at negative 1. Jessica?
I will take this table and put it on that door. There. And I'll proceed to carry my brother elsewhere.
Are you okay?
I'm alright. Alton's a little down.
I see that.
The white one is trapped in that room back there.
Ew. Well, I say we rest a little more.
Yeah, give him time to replenish his spells. That's a great idea.
Dude, I would love to have my 4 Scorching Rays back. Sorry, 3. I've only used 3 of my 4.
Do you have any potions left?
He has 1.
Well, he's down, so we might as well use it on him.
All right.
You're right. Plus 2.
I'm awake. What did I miss?
Fire.
Fire. Ah! Oh, okay.
It doesn't look like you missed it, actually.
I go crawl into the singeing, really, really hot bath.
Right. Seriously, dude?
we do need to wrap this up pretty soon. It's 10:15.
Okay. So I'm at positive 2.
Okay.
I will stay back here, and when you open the door, I will shoot him.
Damn.
Okay, I'll play as cover. You two.
Please and thank you.
Yes. Be ranged and try and take him down as quickly as possible.
Amen.
As I approach him.
Amen.
Okay.
How big a table is this?
No bigger than this one.
Can I use it as a shield?
Yeah, you give plus cover. 4 to your AC.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'll do that.
If that hinders you at all, plus 4 to your AC?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's cover.
Oh,
it's half cover effect.
Cool.
Alright.
Use that.
You guys want to be there?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, when I open the door, I'm trying to use the table as a shield, so if he just randomly attacks
and when the door opens, I'm leaning toward this side of the square.
Yeah, me too.
He will hit the cover, which means he'll do his Scorching Ray damage to the table.
Which ignores hardness because of the fire.
Mm-hmm. 16, that's enough to incinerate the table. Alright, now, going on to initiatives.
I would go prone, so I'm behind it.
Okay. Alright, top of the round, Jay.
I lean in. Die!
Okay.
Venomous arrow. Crap. Lean back.
Jessica?
Well, I did that.
Yeah. That was a surprise round.
Okay.
Free 5 and swing?
Sure, if you allow me free 5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm going to move in. 17.
17 will indeed hit his scrawny ass.
8.
You'll take 8. He's now up to 10. Owie. Ryan.
Telekinetic shift. That's pretty much what I've got.
Okay.
That's not going to probably touch him.
Nope, he's in melee. His turn. Makes his spellcraft. Yes, he does. You take 5.
Okay.
You, next in line, you take 3. Top of the round, Jay.
I fire him again. He is no longer in melee.
He is no longer in melee.
Crap on a stick!
The dice is not like you.
Why do you keep rolling it?
I'm switching to
Jessica, roll the stabilize.
That one.
Nope. Ryan?
My turn. No.
Dang it!
We're out of bennies, Andre.
Seriously?
Alright. I've got 1 first level spell left.
So use it. You're a sorcerer. You're going to die.
Okay.
I don't know. How smart is he?
But he does have that one. Alright. He cast it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What the crap?
Expedious Virginia.
Oh, jeez.
You did not have a melee weapon out. You were telekinetic fisting. You have your bow out. All right. Top of the round, Jay.
I didn't get a...
You have your bow out.
Attack of opportunity?
You need a melee weapon out.
Really?
Quick, go cut him off.
I can go this way. Or do you want me to come this way?
It's up to you.
I mean, I figure if I poke my head around this corner, I can hit him right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Fire.
Hiya! 15.
15 will not hit him.
Thank
Wait, hold on. That's worn off. One, 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 two, one. 16 is what you need.
Dang.
Ryan.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
All right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, 105, 110, 150, 120.
He went upstairs, too.
Oh, so move him one square back.
There?
Yes. Jay, it's your turn. You saw a small sonic boom.
I put my hair... Oh?
You have a long shot.
5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.
You have minus two.
I'm using the green one. I've never used this one this game.
Whoa. Hold on.
What?
You can take more than a free 5.
Oh, yeah, good call. 1, 2.
There you go.
Even Steven, thank you very much.
Good luck.
I need what, a 12?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am praying to the die gods. Yes!
Hey. Roll your damage. Let's see if you can do enough to put him down.
Yes.
He's got 18 hit points.
And it's Viper poison as well. I don't know if that does anything for me, but...
It may.
4?
Four, he's at 14.
Still up.
Let's see if he makes a save.
Ah! He does not. Roll a d2.
Half of 3 is
2. That's
2. He takes 2 points of con damage.
2, so he loses another 4 hit points.
Oh, that's 0.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously?
It's up to you.
Do a telekinetic freaking fist. Do it. Kill him. Kill him.
Let's touch.
Get in range.
Yeah.
You gotta be that close, but okay. Just a double check, I suppose.
Go for it.
Oh! Oh,
yeah, baby!
No!
You become entangled in your gear. You must spend a standard action to free yourself.
Oh,
that's man.
I'll burn a Gio. I'll burn a Benny on you. Because honestly, this is... I'm not burning another.
It's not a natural one.
Alright.
Someone hit him! Someone hit him, villagers! Just punch him!
Trip him!
God.
Anything!
They're all... This is their surprise, brother. What's going on? I thought you said you killed them all. Jake, you're...
What? We didn't say that!
1, 2, 3, 4. Can I fire
again? Yes, you can still fire.
Okay. Go, go, gadget, arm! Wait, green one. 14.
Nope.
No.
Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry, He moves 60 feet.
60 feet. I was 10 away.
Okay, so 10 plus 60 is 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, 5, 10, 15,
moving
20,
25,
30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Have fun.
You can move and do your 10 and blast again.
You would move and draw, shoot your bow, dude. Yeah. Your telekinetic fist can't.
Yeah, it's got a 30-foot range, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're 6 feet away, you move 30, and then use your 30-foot range. Oh, wait, you only have a 25-foot range, sorry.
It's 30-foot.
Okay. There you go.
See if you can hit him.
This is 10... 20, 30, yeah. So no. But I can quick draw my bow and shoot.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it's whatever I roll.
Good luck.
You need to do 1 point of damage.
I can't. It's going to be really hard for me to hit him.
Good luck.
It's going to be really hard for me to hit him.
It's 14.
14 will not hit him.
Stupid dex damage.
By the way, have you stabilized yet?
Yes.
100.
You're at a minus 2?
Minus 2.
Come on, green die, don't let me down! Go! Yes!
Nice.
17, right?
Roll your damage.
Yes!
Nice.
Three.
Doesn't four.
Why four?
Because he has a composite
plus one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah! Eat it, bitch!
All right, and this is where we're calling game.
From the wet dungeon walls.
Hey, the crowd chased another one in.
Welcome, come in, make yourself comfortable.
What is this place?
Don't worry, you found a Gamer's Haven.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.